breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The suspect in the latest assassination attempt on President Trump, due in court later today in Washington, in an anti-Trump manifesto allegedly written by 31-year-old Cole Allen. The writer labels himself a friendly federal assassin. President Trump says all the signs of a troubled mind were there before the gunman opened fire outside a White House media dinner in the Washington Hilton.
He's got some big problems with the rest of his life, but it's very, very bad. Very bad situation. But his family knew that he had difficulty. His family seemed to be, I think they spent a lot of time with his family. His family said he had big difficulty. Maybe they should have reported him a little bit more strongly.
The suspect is a teacher. He hails from Torrance, California. House lawmakers may vote today on a bipartisan funding package fully funding the Department of Homeland Security, thereby ending the long-running partial government shutdown. Changing the light from red to green, from stop to go. A GOP senator who was holding up the president's pick to lead the Federal Reserve now set to move ahead with confirmation.
Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina announced over the weekend that he's dropping his opposition now that the Justice Department ended its investigation of current Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Tillis objected to that investigation, calling it a vindictive prosecution, and he effectively blocked confirmation of Kevin Warsh. But the North Carolina Republican told NBC's Meet the Press he's ready to move on with the confirmation of Warsh. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At least two deaths blamed on a severe tornado-producing storm that slammed northern Texas last night. Many homes suffer major damage. Parts of Oklahoma also pounded by a tornado. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 70 points. NASDAQ futures up 23. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're hearing my voice, chances are you're either worried about a parent living alone or you are that parent and you know your family worries about you too. Either way, there's a company that finally got senior safety right. Connected Caregiver. Connected Caregiver is everything you knew about alert devices, fall detection, emergency button, GPS, reimagined for today. There's a small wearable that alerts your family's phone the moment something happens. Inside your home, discreet sensors, no cameras, no microphones, just motion sensors have you covered even when you're not wearing it. No movement for hours, your loved ones will know. For the kids, you go from hoping everything's okay to knowing it is. And for you, you stay in your home on your terms while giving your precious family the peace of mind they've been asking for. That's not losing independence, that's keeping it. Visit ccgoffer.com to see if you qualify for a free device. It takes 2 minutes. That's ccgoffer.com, ccgoffer.com. Do it today.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like a vehicle stopped here on the west end of the Bay Bridge right as you're coming into Sandy Point. There's a police car behind it with the flashing lights. No impact right now, but just as you're coming off the bridge, you'll see it, and you'll probably just squeeze over to the center and the left-hand lane just to make sure. Right now, no backups there, but a heads up for that on the westbound side. There will be some emergency road work this morning. If you're traveling Seminary Avenue, they may be alternating lanes, according to the report, in the area between Falls Road and the bridge over at I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, dry and mild and actually mostly sunny to kick off a brand new week. Highs in the upper 60s today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures falling back into the cool mid-40s. Turning mostly cloudy on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s and a chance for showers later in the day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
42 degrees in White Marsh, 42 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police are investigating a Sunday afternoon shooting in southeast Baltimore. Officers were called to the 2700 block of Beryl Avenue at around 1:30 p.m. where they found a 17-year-old with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the leg. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment. Police believe the shooting happened in the 1100 block of North Lakewood Avenue, but there's no information on a suspect. And Baltimore County Police are looking for the suspects who carjacked a man outside of the Macy's at Towson Town Center. Officers were called to the 800 block of Delaney Valley Road at around 3:30 Saturday afternoon, where the victim said two people pointed a gun at him and took his car. Detectives have identified the suspects and are working to secure arrest warrants. Police say they're working closely with Towson Town Center security, and the investigation remains ongoing. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 480. The pick 4, 5131. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. Those are my guys. Well, it was an extremely eventful and confounding weekend of Orioles baseball, concluding yesterday at Camden Yards.
Momentum. Swinging a high drive out to left center that is carrying back. Back to the wall, and it is gone. Home run, Wilson Contreras. Oh, he likes himself a little Camden Yards.
Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network, second in two nights for Wilson Contreras. That one gave Boston a 3-0 lead in the fifth, and the Birds would not recover. 5-3 was the final yesterday. Birds dropping 2 of 3 to Boston on the weekend. After the game in the series, which featured a home run party on Friday night and then a bloodbath on Saturday, manager Albanez was asked why so up and down for his Birds this season.
You're facing the best of the best every night. Our guys are more than capable of stepping up. I think that's where, like, obviously yesterday was yesterday, but, you know, today it was, we just couldn't get traffic going, getting guys on base and deliver the big hits. I mean,
meanwhile, 11 new Ravens to talk about over the coming weeks. GM Eric DaCosta summing up the proceedings in Owings Mills over the weekend.
There's a long 3 days, a lot of work involved. Happy with the results.
Headlined by the big guard Vivega Ioane. Among the hall, no centers, two receivers, two tight ends, two offensive linemen. Here is Ioane on his selection by the Ravens.
There's a lot of history, a lot of, you know, greatness that's been through that building, that facility, you know, that team. That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Coming up in 30 minutes, what in the world happened at Camden Yards this weekend? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is KC and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, April the 27th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Welcome to the program. Coming up on the show today, Baltimore's been ID'd as one of the worst cities in the country for gang violence. Gee, the governor and the mayor keep telling us that violent crime is on the way down. Did the Secret Service drop the ball again in the latest, the fourth assassination attempt on President Trump? And, of course, that is our top story. Another Trump assassination attempt, thank God, has failed. The second one at the Hinckley Hotel. This is the very same hotel, the Washington Hilton, that John Hinckley shot and almost killed President Reagan. You think the Secret Service, now, of course, President makes his own decisions, but you think the Secret Service says, we can't protect you, not in a hotel, not in a facility like that, just can't. And I understand he wanted to go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. That was his first time there. But again, after all these repeated attempts to assassinate the president, this is the least secure building in Washington. With all the guests that were there, the shooter checked in Friday night. And, of course, they don't check the luggage. And so I'm hearing from all sorts of people that were there, security was lax, very lax.
It's like, try looking up.
Yeah.
Just like the guy on the roof, you know, and this time he's up in the lights? Is that what they said?
You know, again, you look at it and it's something that I understand. Look, it's a mixed bag. The Secret Service stopped him at the perimeter checkpoint, which is a good thing. But again, when you're looking at the Secret Service, a Secret Service agent was shot. Now, it hit his vest, so thank God he wasn't killed, but that's a fail. That's a fail when somebody breaches a perimeter and shoots a Secret Service agent and almost gets up the steps to go to the ballroom where he was. He had a shotgun, he had a semi-automatic handgun, he had knives. He was hell-bent for destruction. Here's what it sounded like. Five distinct gunshots at the Hinckley Hotel on Saturday. The president showing grace under fire. Of course, making sure Melania got out. Helping her get up after, again, they were told to crawl. But he held a press conference about 30, 45 minutes right after the attempted assassination.
That was very unexpected, incredibly acted upon by Secret Service and law enforcement. And this was an event dedicated to freedom of speech that was supposed to bring together members of both parties with members of the press. And in a certain way, it did. Just unified. I saw a room that was just totally unified. It was, in one way, very beautiful. A very beautiful thing to see. A man charged a security checkpoint armed with multiple weapons, and he was taken down by some very brave members of Secret Service, and they acted very quickly. The violence of this thug that attacked our Constitution, and also showing how quickly Secret Service and law enforcement acted on our country's behalf, really did a great job. One officer was shot, but saved by the fact that he was wearing obviously a very good bulletproof vest. He was shot from very close distance with a very powerful gun, and the vest did the job. I just spoke to the officer, and he's doing great. He's great shape.
All right, so we're going to get into this throughout the course of the show on the Secret Service and the White House Correspondents' Dinner, the shooter. The manifesto has been recovered. Another crazed leftist. Look, the Democrats have a problem with the violent left, and now they're starting to see it and admit it in some cases. And then the president was on 60 Minutes last night, and he had to scorn and scold, or I should say scold, Norah O'Donnell. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Scolded would have been all right, too.
Yes, that would have been better.
Yeah.
What an idiot she is. They're all idiots.
Yeah.
Little cupcake.
Yep. The broken down vehicle, I guess that's what it was, that's what it looked like, westbound on the far west end of the Bay Bridge, coming into Sandy Point, was in the right lane. It is now gone. So everything's clear back there. All three lanes are open on the westbound side. The early ride here, looking live, both the Harbor Tunnels good shape. Lanes are open. No backups right now. Four lanes south, two lanes south going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. And the northbound travel is good as well. Beltway for the early start, no issues. JFX, you're clear. Coming south from Ruxton Road. If you're traveling in Lutherville and up in that area, you're going to be doing some work this morning on Seminary Avenue. And the word is they're alternating lanes between Falls Road and the bridge over at I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, upper 60s, so it's getting a little bit warmer than it has been overnight. Temps back into the mid-40s tomorrow, mostly cloudy highs again in the mid-60s with some showers maybe later in the day, maybe rain on Wednesday as well. Right now we're a little chilly, 42 in Columbia and 47 in Annapolis. And time for some one-liner news for you today. And NASA has discovered that spores from a fungus survived in supposed clean rooms used to simulate Mars missions where the fungus survived intense heat and radiation.
Mm. That's one mighty fungus.
Yeah, that's one mighty Martian pizza.
The fungus among us.
That's right. Tech companies will pay you $25 an hour to do household chores like doing laundry, dishes, or cooking in order to teach AI robots how to do it.
I'm not going to teach AI robots anything for any amount of money.
That's right.
Meet Mr. Sledgehammer.
We were expecting Terminators, but we're getting maids. Yeah, something Arthur Arnold Schwarzenegger likes both, right? More and more women are running whiskey distilleries, breaking gender stereotypes in the alcohol industry. Can't wait for our first Jacqueline Daniels.
Very nice.
It'll be good, right? Today is Babe Ruth Day, a day of celebration for baseball history here in Baltimore and in Boston.
Tired of protein shakes and 5 a.m. workouts? Introducing the Babe Ruth Training Program. That's right, no complicated routines, just swing big. Because back in the day, this larger-than-life slugger partied, lived large, and still blasted 714 home runs. A record that stood for 40 years. No kale, no cryo, just confidence, charisma, and calling your shot. The Babe Ruth Training Program. Because greatness doesn't follow the rules. It knocks them out of the park. Brought to you by Marlboro and Johnny Walker.
You know, there was a time when athletes in this country, they smoked, they drank, they partied all the way up through you know, the day before games and stuff, and still went out and did incredible things on the field.
Playing hungover, can you imagine?
Yeah, no. Some guys are obviously doing stuff while they're on the field, and that's obviously much worse, but we're just talking, you know, hard living type.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not drug abuse, just hard living.
Some of these guys are snorting the foul line.
You got to reapply it in between innings.
That's true.
All right, so we have yet another. This is the fourth assassination attempt on President Trump. You had Butler, Pennsylvania. You had the Palm Beach golf course. You had the Mar-a-Lago, where they got the guy before on the outside perimeter. Now, of course, at the Hinckley Hotel.
This clown, yeah.
In Washington. And you just wonder, it's like, when are they going to get their act together? Now, I would say the Secret Service, once this guy, you know, ran past the checkpoint, they did their job, and that's what they're supposed to do. He never got to the ballroom. So on that note, that was a great... But here's the thing. How does a guy get into the hotel? I know he checked in as a guest, but how does he get into an unrestricted room and assemble his gun?
Right, exactly. Wouldn't you think they'd be walking around looking at...
You'd think in every room there would be somebody, you know, obviously you can't put them in every hotel guest
like
room.
That.
But
every room, absolutely, yeah, every floor.
Because they had, when you heard the gunshots, and of course you did see that one Secret Service agent, he rushed up to the stage and stood there in front of the president,
right?
You know, and willing to take a bullet for him. So that certainly was a brave act on the part of that agent. But then the counter assault team comes in because they're not sure how many shooters and so on and so forth. So they had plenty of staff there. I wasn't for a shortage of staffing agents at the Hill, but it just, again, you wonder what is going into the planning procedure. We had the problem, same problems in Butler. And President Trump's right hand guy, Sean Kern, is the new Secret Service director. He was at Butler. So you would think, I'm wondering if there's a culture problem within the Secret Service right now. I mean, again, I know it's a difficult thing to do. You can't plan for all scenarios, but surely, you know.
I just don't understand. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, Secret Service person, but just as, I mean, he assembled the
Yeah, he built it. I put it together, rather. He didn't build it. He put it together in a room.
He brought it all the way there on a train.
Right. On a train, and he assembled it right on premises, right?
Now, apparently he bought the guns legally, and he stored them at his parents' house. I'm still having a tough time that nobody knew. And again, there are lots of questions about how he got radicalized. I read through his manifesto earlier this morning. Way out there. He bought almost every lie that's ever been told on MSDNC.
And there were a lot of different complaints later on through the evening of people said they walked up to the check-in, they didn't ask for ID, they didn't say, go ahead.
Yeah, Carrie Lake was one.
You're in an evening gown, go ahead,
Right, Carrie Lake said you just flashed your press pass or badge and they didn't bother checking it. They didn't ask for ID to confirm that you were who you said you were. Right. Bill Malusian, who's reported Fox, said, and others saying that the security stunk.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely, in fact, it's tougher to get into an NFL stadium than it was to get into the
White House correspondence. Because they start the process outside of the venue.
Correct.
Apparently, this started inside the venue.
Right.
And
Right. Like
somebody said, if he had a backpack full of dynamite,
he
could have gotten right in there.
Yeah, because you have, and remember the Vegas shooter, he was in a hotel.
Yeah.
And he brought all those guns up. Yeah. Nobody knew any
right
difference.
Them.
Put them on the luggage cart thing.
A note to Secret Service, no more hotels. No,
especially the one where Reagan was shot.
Yeah, exactly.
That was already off the list in my mind.
Yeah, it should have been. It should have been the Hinckley Hotel, as we call it.
Like he said, this is why the ballroom, you build that, and it's secured on the property.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, the conspiracy theories were running amok over the weekend.
Of course, yeah. They did it for...
Yeah, right.
It was fake.
Yeah, well, first it was staged, it was faked.
Right.
And then this was all in order to justify his ballroom. So
right.
I'm sure he convinced the Secret Service agent to run in front of the bullet because he needs his ballroom.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, crazy.
Right. Hi, I'm going to give my life for
They're
a ballroom,
so
sure.
Yeah, they really are.
And you hear
sick.
Nothing from the other side. You hear nothing from anybody over there.
I think there are different...
Except the lame excuses.
Right. Different strains of TDS.
They're blaming Caroline Leavitt because she was giving an interview with Jimmy Fallon before saying that there were going to be a lot of shots fired, meaning the president was going to deliver verbal jabs.
Right.
We could go back to Hakeem Jeffries earlier in the week saying he guaranteed maximum warfare on the Republicans. Look, it's highly charged rhetoric. We get it. But clearly Caroline Leavitt did not have any idea.
I think not.
Right.
Jimmy Fallon run his big fat mouth.
Oh, and Kimmel. Wait to hear what Kimmel said.
We got Kimmel up.
Yeah. Kimmel's a lunatic.
Yeah, it's Fallon. Fallon? Is that how they?
Fallon. Jimmy Fallon is the comedian. Fallon is the late night host.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 622 with Town Appliance. I want to tell you right now, they got great high-end brands like Bosch, so many different things, 70 different brands on display. I've had a wonderful experience there and picking out the refrigerator that eventually we'll install in my home. And you got, whether you're in the market for a single appliance or if you are looking for a brand-new kitchen upgrade, they've got everything right there, 70 different brands on display, and they're expanding their showroom shortly as well. They got their spring Black Friday shopping event continues on as we speak. They've got everything for all budgets and everything that you might want to see appliance-wise right there. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Maryland's current political leadership favors tampons in the boys' bathroom. Do you favor tampons in the boys' bathroom? Well, if you don't, maybe you ought to consider voting for me. Go to my website, BernieFlowers.com, and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. Go to my website and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message.
623 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looks like there might be a problem on 295. The traffic right around Powder Mill Road is starting to slow. And it looks like it's northbound, so it may be up in the area towards 198. Getting very slow already on the northbound side of 295. We'll get some information on that. In the meantime, the southbound traffic on the parkway looks good from Arundel Mills down to Route 32. And nothing major so far. 95 beginning to fill in towards the ramps at the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather, 30 forecast, sunny today, upper 60s. Right now, 42 and sunny in Ellicott City, 43 in Pikesville. We are, of course, talking about the fourth assassination attempt that we know of that was targeting President Trump and his entire team. Most of his cabinet was there. Vice President Vance was there. Most of his cabinet, First Lady was there, Caroline Leavitt. We saw Pete Hegseth and others. All there again. Marco Rubio was there in the in that ballroom that night. And the president was asked by Fox's Peter Doocy as to why this keeps happening to him.
The people that do the most, the people that make the biggest impact, they're the ones that they go after.
And then, as we were just discussing moments ago, the president says this is the reason why you need a ballroom that can accommodate thousands of people and is going to be secure, and you don't have to hold it in a hotel.
This is why we have to have all of the attributes of what we're planning at the White House. It's actually a larger room, and it's much more secure. It's drone-proof, it's bulletproof glass. We need the ballroom.
The gunman was 31-year-old Cole Allen. He is a, Caltech engineer, just recently voted Teacher of the Month. And this Teacher of the Month was radicalized. And I think there are obviously a number of places where we can look at the education system online. But we're sort of getting the same kind of pattern here. And they keep saying they think he was a lone wolf. Well, Crooks was a lone wolf. And Butler, Roush was a lone wolf. I think we've got a wolf pack on our hands. Now, these aren't lone wolves. These are people being radicalized by the far left media and our education system.
I agree. I think there's a lot of patsies, unfortunately, that are used in these situations. You know, one thing's concerning to me, like Maggie said, no, I'm not a, Secret Service security expert either. But when you watch the videos that come out, and again, I know they don't know what's going on. They've got to get the VIPs out. They're there's a lot of unknown factors, and they're trying to do the best they can. But, first of all, when you saw the video of what was happening on stage, first they had everybody ducked down, then they started pulling out the VIPs. But Vance's team moved faster. Vance was off stage before the president, before right. President Trump. That was a number one concern to me. And then number two, the way that they move them out, I mean, they first time they get on the table, they're almost throwing them around. They're almost manhandling, and some of the cabinet secretaries, especially Trump. Trump is older. Now, Trump is in great shape, and clearly he has way more energy than most of us, so this is not like an age comment at all. But, when you've got somebody down the floor, and then you're trying to pick them up, and they're almost pushing them to the point where they are tripping and falling. I mean, there was a video where it looks like either Trump, I don't know if he's stepping down, but it doesn't look like he fall. I mean, they're pushing him so hard. And a lot of times, they were walking over tables. And I mean, it was all this crazy stuff. They were walking where they shouldn't. And that's concerning. You've got women in heels. And Caroline Leavitt, poor Caroline, is still pregnant.
Very, very pregnant.
Yeah. So you can't move that fast, when you're in dresses like that and heels. And then, God forbid, you're also, 9 months pregnant. So, I don't know. I don't like, is that necessary? It just seems like it creates more chaos. I don't know. Is that helpful? Is that safety? Maybe that's how they're trained. And again, we don't know what all the protocols are. I don't know what they're taught to
do. Each one, including the president, vice president, every cabinet secretary has their own detail that their job is to get them out. And that's what they did with Vance. Trump, in an interview yesterday, said that he kind of was dragging his feet. He was telling the Secret Service he wanted to stick around and see what was happening. So he was not listening to the Secret Service in the beginning, and then they told him, sir, you got to get down. That's when Melania got down, and he got down, and it looked like people were saying he fell. He didn't fall. He went low to the ground, and then it took a while to get, because Melania was in front of him, to get him off the stage. But then in the holding room afterwards, Trump said, he goes, I want to go back.
He was telling the Secret Service he wanted to go back and finish. And he says, no way. There's no way we can't. We don't know. In the distraction, in the chaos, somebody else could have slipped in. This could be a two-person, right. a three-person job. You don't know. That's and of course, he did listen to that, thank God. So, yeah, but you're right. It seemed very chaotic. There has to be, I think, a review of the way that they evacuate the projectors.
How many more times do we have to take before we say I mean, how many years have we been already saying that?
Right. At Audiology Associates, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle, empathetic approach to testing your hearing to resolve any kind of hearing issues that you may have. And the first and foremost is get a hearing test. Get that benchmark test so you know where your hearing is right now today, like you do a physical every year or your vision check every year. Get a hearing assessment as well at Audiology Associates with 10 locations to serve you throughout the Baltimore region. 410-944-3100, 410-944-3100, or aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, then call Audiology Associates. They'll help you, as they did members of my family as well. It is 6:30. And time for the latest news headlines once again. The update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Maryland's congressional delegation has announced nearly $40 million in federal funding to expand freight capacity at Trade Point Atlantic. The investment supports the development of the new Sparrows Point container terminal and expand container cargo capacity at the Port of Baltimore by 70%. Officials say the project is expected to create 1,100 new longshoremen jobs and support an additional 7,000 jobs connected to the port. And Fox 45 reports that a tour bus carrying 40 passengers flipped on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway early Sunday, according to U.S. Park Police. According to police, the crash happened south of Route 198 around 12:45 a.m. One of the passengers was taken to a hospital with injuries that were life-threatening. All southbound lanes were initially shut down following the crash. And a 52-year-old man was seriously injured in an attack by his dog at his Bowie home Sunday morning. The Bowie Police Department said they also arrived to the 13,000 block of Midsummer Lane around 7:30 a.m. to find the man on the ground being attacked by the dog. Officers opened fire on the dog after it continued to attack its owner despite attempts to restrain it, police said. Police said the man was bitten all over his body and was taken to a hospital in serious condition. And city police are investigating a Sunday afternoon shooting in southeast Baltimore. Officers were called to the 2700 block of Burrell Avenue at around 1:30 p.m., where they found a 17-year-old with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the leg. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment. Police believe the shooting happened in the 1100 block of North Lakewood Avenue, but there's no information on a suspect. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Baltimore County says they have a new accident, Jarrettsville Pike at Blenheim Road. So that's in that area south of Merriman's Mill Road. And as you're coming up from the bridge at Loch Raven, so keep an eye out for that. And of course, Jarrettsville Pike right through there. It's only a single lane either direction. There's some activity now around the ramp and the interchange at I-70 and Route 32 in Howard County. See some flashing lights there. Not quite sure if they're off the roadway or not, but right there at the ramp, both at 32 and on I-70. Be on the lookout for that. We have still not confirmed what the problem is on the BW Parkway. Very slow northbound, north of Powder Mill Road, up towards 198, suspecting that there probably is an accident through there on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, dry and mild and actually mostly sunny to kick off a brand new week. Highs in the upper 60s today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures falling back into the cool mid-40s. Turning mostly cloudy on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s and a chance for showers later in the day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, there's a lot to unpack from what happened over the weekend at Camden Yards. We're in a span of 24 hours. The O's clobbered six home runs in a game on Friday night.
Adley sinks down and drills one to deep right field. A two-homer game by the fourth inning.
Kevin Brown had that call on Mass, and that was Friday night. Then Trevor Rogers couldn't get out of the second inning on Saturday.
I'm doing a really good job of, you know, getting guys to two strikes early. The swing and misses there, just really just can't get over the hump of, you know, getting that third strike. And
then to top it all off, the Birds allow 10 runs in the ninth on Saturday, lose 17-1. The Red Sox fire their manager and coaching staff after that game. And then the Birds lose the series yesterday, mustering only six hits against tough left-hander Connelly early. Gunnar Henderson in the postgame yesterday left to explain what's preventing the team from getting on a roll.
I like to take some of the responsibility. I hadn't really been getting on base for the guys behind me, and I feel like being able to do that, I just got to keep working my butt off. So I like to take some of the responsibility for that. But
Birds stand 13-15 through the first 28 games of the year. They're five games behind the Yanks in the American League East. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, Ravens front office finally able to take a breath now that the 2026 NFL draft is complete. 11 new Ravens for us to mull over and two big questions to ask General Manager Eric DaCosta. The first of which, why spend mid-first-round draft capital on a guard with edge rusher Reuben Bain out of Miami available for the taking?
You know, those are the tough decisions that we have to make. But in the end, I really feel like we got a guy that really fits us personality-wise and ability-wise and just everything that we want our guys to be. I think, you know, Vanga kind of epitomizes that, and we're excited to see what he can do.
A sidebar on that, Bain does come with baggage, twice cited for careless driving, including a fatal March 2024 car accident in which his passenger died from her injuries. Charges in that case were dismissed. NASCAR this weekend at Talladega, another first-time winner.
Hosabar edging up on the bottom. They're three wide. Priest contact. Four cars into the wall. Leaders coming to the line. Number 13, first-time winner, Carson Hocevar.
Carson Hocevar winning his first Cup Series in his 91st Cup race. And a massive wreck once again at Talladega on lap 115 with 26 of the 40 cars in the field involved. Bubba Wallace lost control of his number 23 Toyota on a push by the number one Chevy of Ross Chastain. The time now is 6:37. When we return, did the Ravens make the right choice?
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes, 800-314-0045.
First of all, hope you had a great weekend and great to see you.
I did. I understand you spent it with your grandchild. So.
Oh, my God. Oh. It's the greatest weekend of our lives.
Yeah, it is. There's nothing like it.
Well, but I got into trouble, though, because when I told my daughter that it was the greatest weekend of our lives, she asked me, she said, what, better than our wedding? So you got to really be careful, Sean.
Yes, you do. You have to say one of the greatest
one
weekends.
One of the greatest, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So talking about the Ravens, there were a couple questions that came out of the draft, which I think they did a great job with the draft, and I think most pundits do. But the question is, should you spend a number 14, a pretty high number one draft choice, on a guard? That seems historically to be a position that you can grab later in the second, third, fourth rounds, etc., and find a suitable guy. And so, you know, we played the sound from Eric DaCosta about why they did that, and I believe that they made the right choice. It's not that Bain has baggage necessarily. They had already solved their, not solved, but they had already picked up Trey Hendrickson and gotten that big pass rusher. I think they really needed something to solidify the line.
Well, a couple things. One, Bain does have baggage, okay? And so we'll see. Hopefully he's gotten over that, too. Again, we've talked about building the trenches.
Yeah.
And these guys, I mean, they rate their players. They have their draft board. They know who they've got rated at what positions. And then, you know, again, whether it's – he normally would see that at left tackle maybe, that high of a pick. But, look, I don't blame any team that wants to build from offensive and defensive line out. I think that's where games are won or lost. And so I think they got to protect Lamar Jackson. They have to have a running game. And guard is a key position.
And they really fell short last year in terms of guard. They don't have Patrick Ricard anymore, you know, so they have to do that. Also, another thing, just real quick, there are guards that have been selected even higher than 14 that have gone on to Hall of Fame careers.
Yes.
You know, talking about John Hanna, who may be the greatest guard ever. And then there's others. There's, you know, Leonard Davis, Bill Frelick, Chris Hinton, who we know here in Baltimore was involved in that John Elway trade. You know, with no disrespect to Chris Hinton, he was a great player.
Right.
But just, we gave up John Elway.
Yeah.
So that was the bottom line. So there are guards that have been selected that
high. No, you're putting together an offensive line. You go look at the old Green Bay Packers of the 60s. There's the Hogs of the 80s. And so if you're putting together, and you could dominate defenses with a great offensive line. So we'll see. All of this has to be proved on the field. So everybody feels good about their draft right after the draft. Then we see what happens once the practices and the games begin.
Four years later, we're going to know.
Yeah. Very good. Thanks, Gary. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. I've discovered a bunch of Cole Allen's archived tweets. I've got all of them here. This is a guy that basically he retweeted and parroted every mainstream Democrat on his platforms, on his social media. The state-run drive-by media, what radicalized him, it seems to be, were the same talking points repeated every day on the left in their media outlets, etc. So this is a guy that allegedly smart dude, mechanical engineer, but who knows at what point things I'm just comparing Trump to Hitler, AOC, Pritzker, Elizabeth Warren, you name it, Sheldon Whitehouse, every lunatic on the left, Hakeem Jeffries, this guy was retweeting and parroting and echoing stuff. They thought that, the country elected a fascist as a and a felon as a president, and his job was to obviously remove it. Just sickening, to tell you the truth. Mark in Baltimore, good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, Sean and company. By the way, tomorrow, April 28th, is a special day for me. Tomorrow is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday in advance. Enjoy.
Thank you. I'll be turning 66 tomorrow. Like the TV program, Road 66.
Yeah, Road 66, yeah. That was my number in college.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Very good. And here's a question. They wanted to reschedule to the White House press dinner within 30 days. For the time being, since there's no White House ballroom, where should they have it in a safe atmosphere? What place would you suggest?
I would play, again, I don't think a hotel is a good one, so I would rule out any kind of hotel, because you can't, a hotel's not going to shut down and have no guests for an entire weekend. That's what it would take. So you'd probably have to have it at some limited access convention hall or something where you can seat 1,000 people, where you can control the exit and the egress and exit points as well. So, again, where that is, I don't know, maybe, is the Kennedy Center reopened yet? Or that's a going? I don't think so.
I don't know.
That would have been perhaps a place you could have done it at the Kennedy Center. And I'm not sure what the attendance figure there is. I think it's around 1,500, if I'm not mistaken. But I have to go back and look at. So something like that, a theater, some kind of convention facility where they're used to dealing with that kind of crowds, but it's much easier to control who gets in, who gets out. So that would be my suggestion. I'm sure the Secret Service is going to make their suggestions to the president, and the president will do whatever the president wants to do. And Mark, thanks so much for the call. One thing I wanted to say, and I didn't know President Trump, he really is. He's just one of a kind. But right now, we need him. There are too many things that are happening in the world. The Iran conflict right now, what the globalists are trying to do, what he's trying to do. Was it... I don't want to second guess, but I just want to say, in the scope of what's important in the list of priorities, White House Correspondents' Dinner isn't up there. I'm sorry. I would... they can hold it for in another 30 days, do it, but I would do it without the President of the United States. I don't think it's necessary. My thoughts, what are yours? 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Time for the update now. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the BW Parkway here northbound at Powder Mill Road is moving a little better. Now, there was a wreck. It was confirmed. It was north of the area up between 197 and 198. But now the pace has moved up to speeds to where we're probably up to about 20 to 25, where before we were sitting still. So we're making a little progress there on the parkway. There's a new wreck in Howard County, and apparently with injuries, Route 216 at Skaggsville Road at Tyndall School Road. And the word is somebody was trapped in a vehicle there. The wreck on I-70 eastbound at Route 32 is blocking at least two of the eastbound lanes. So now the heads up would be coming east of Route 97 and from Woodbine Road on I-70 coming over towards Route 32. Oliver County had the wreck on Jarrettsville Pike near the intersection at Blenheim Road. A little more traffic now, getting busy southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s. Tonight we're back down into the mid-40s, and then mostly cloudy tomorrow. Again, mid-60s for the high right now. Sunny, 42 in Reisterstown, and it is 49 and sunny in Ocean City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Donuts.
Donuts. White Castle bringing hot sliders to a vending machine near you.
Oh.
Imagine having a hot White Castle slider come shooting out at you, Chuck. Just
very nice.
Down the hall from where you're sitting right now.
You just lay down there, put your mouth by the opening?
That's right.
Don't flag that.
Fire away. They're going to put 1,000 Crave and Go, that's what they're calling them, 1,000 locations in college campuses, hospitals, workplaces, and transportation hubs. Chuck, we signed you up. That doesn't guarantee that you're going to get one, but we thought, why not? You could be a test case.
I am a test case, you as are, you well know.
I do. Kraft's newest flavor of macaroni and cheese may have gone a bit too far.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Right now, they have a restaurant edition line where you can get custom mac and cheese. They have Parmesan pesto, Romano cacio pepe, Monterey Jack caramelized onion, which, okay.
Yeah.
But chicken ramen flavored mac and cheese?
No.
That's like putting it into overdrive.
Yeah, that's a step too far. Now again, ramen's already got noodles, so why would you want chicken ramen flavored mac and cheese?
No.
Yeah, it's really nothing more than salt pasta is what it is. Little Caesars, good news for you. The new drone delivery will bring you a full pizza dinner. They started testing last August, and now, of course, Little Caesars is getting on with a new partnership with Flytrex. The companies say the setup can deliver an actual family meal, including two large pizzas and drinks in a single flight.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what the cost on delivery is on that, but...
What if you're in a rural area? I guess it doesn't matter.
There's probably... You got fine print on that. It has to be within X amount of miles of a...
I wouldn't qualify, but it's
Caesars.
A nice idea.
Yeah.
How big is that drone?
It's pretty big. It looks like it's about 4x4.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they can... the thing is that some of the Amazon drone, they did a test on it, and they kind of drop it. It hovers for like maybe 2-3 feet above the ground, and they drop their package.
Right.
And if you got anything in there that's breakable.
Especially sodas.
Right.
Yeah, not a good idea. Krispy Kreme releases their new Milk Bar-inspired donuts. They've got the new birthday cake donut, the Milk Bar pie donut. And a new compost cookie donut. That's what they're calling it—the compost cookie-inspired crunch. Bits of sweet, salty, chocolatey goodness and caramel drizzle. I don't know if I want anything with compost in it.
No.
And Buffalo Wild Wings running back the bottomless apps deal nationwide. That's starting at $9.99. Get you all you can eat appetizers at participating locations now through June 10th. At of course your friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. So good stuff, you know.
Right. Quick update, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
There's several areas on the Beltway already with the sun coming up a little earlier now. Inner Loop at Park Heights Avenue, very bright sunshine there. Already 795 to Frederick Road and the Parkville side slowing at Hartford Road. Thank you.
All right, very good. Thanks, Chuck. Talk to you in a couple. President taking to the podium at the White House right after the attempted assassination and talked about how dangerous a job being president truly is.
Nobody told me this was such a dangerous profession. If Marco would have told me, maybe I wouldn't have run. Maybe I would have said, I'll take a pass. No, it's a dangerous profession, but I don't view it that way. Look, I'm here to do a job. It's part of the job. It is a dangerous. I can't imagine that there's any profession that's more dangerous. But I love the country, and I'm very proud. I'm very proud of the job we've done. You see what's happened. We have a great country.
Yeah, very dangerous job, as we've seen. You go Lincoln, you go Garfield, you got McKinley, of Kennedy, all presidents that have been assassinated. They tried to assassinate Reagan. They've tried to assassinate Trump now on several occasions. As to the leftist, violent leftist psychopath that tried to rush the ballroom and go right up the center aisle, as they said, and shoot any cabinet member, anybody, and eventually hope maybe the president and vice president himself. Trump said that he's read the manifesto and that he's a sick person who hates Christians.
And the guy is a sick guy. When you read his manifesto, he hates Christians. That's one thing for sure. He hates Christians, a hatred. And I think his sister or his brother actually was complaining about it. You know, they were even complaining to law enforcement. So he was a very troubled guy.
Yeah, and making that point, of course, is Eddie. He emailed into the program saying him as a Democrat. He's a registered non-affiliate, from what I understand, but he did support. He donated to ACT Blue. He supported Kamala. His family's already come out and said he's a left-wing extremist, member of a radical lefty group called the Wide Awakes. Something I've never heard of before, but we're going to be looking into that. He sent his radical psychopathic manifesto to his family, and his brother reported him to the police department. His social media is full, and I've read it, absolutely filled with anti-Christian and anti-Trump rhetoric. Again, shame on anyone saying otherwise and trying to sugarcoat this violent leftist psychopath, which, this is something that even Van Jones is now admitting. The Democrats have a problem. They have a problem with the violent left within their party. 6:51, 9 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You know, I love supporting local businesses, and especially ones that take care of our listeners. And a great example, Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined forces, giving you two trusted places to go for transmission service anywhere around the metro area. Both shops have been around for more than 50 years. And they've been built by doing the things the right way. And whether you need a new, used, rebuilt, or even a remanufactured transmission, they'll save you hundreds of dollars as compared to the dealers. And what I love most about Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings is that how consistent they are. You get the same honest, professional, courteous service at either location. And with free area towing and financing, they really do help take the stress. And that's a major, major repair. So call Glenn Burney Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or visit gpt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or go to jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions, more experience, more value, one great team serving both. Baltimore.
If you're 62 or older and you're still making a mortgage payment every month, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The payment may be the same, but everything else costs more. And that doesn't leave you much room in your budget each month. So month after month, the payments keep coming. Hi, I'm Mark McVeary. Did you know a reverse mortgage can pay off that current mortgage and eliminate that monthly payment? You stay in your home. You keep ownership. And for a lot of people, that's the difference between getting by and having some breathing room each month in their budget. I know people hear reverse mortgage and right away think, that's not for me. So they never bother to look into it, and nothing changes. They just keep working around that payment each month and trying to figure out how things will work, month after month. If you're 62 or older, it's worth taking a real look at this. Call me, I'll take a look at your situation and tell you if it makes sense for you. 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Oh, it's both the tunnels already with delays. 95 is starting to slow around the O'Donnell Street ramp and then coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And in the meantime, 895 is slowing at the Erdman Avenue ramp. So we're about 10 minutes or so with delays southbound. No issues right now. No big problems southbound through the area. A couple of wrecks in Howard County, Route 216 at Pindell School Road. There was an entrapment there. And then the wreck on I-70 eastbound coming into Route 32 had some lanes blocked. So again, if you're coming in from Woodbine Road, you're working your way towards the ramp there at Sykesville and working your way into that area, be on the lookout for that. It looks like the accident has cleared the roadway. The BW Parkway is still slow northbound. The wreck was north of Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today, upper 60s. Tonight, mid 40s. And right now, we're looking at a sunny morning. A little bit on the cool side. 42 in Ellicott City and 42 in Reisterstown. Let's take a call. Calvin in Randallstown. Good morning, Calvin.
Good morning, show. Good morning, people. I'm calling about this with my concern. In light of the climate and the atmosphere, you know, the attack on Trump once again this weekend, I am highly concerned about him going over to China. He's been continually, you know, talking about China for both administrations and, you know, targeting them. And it's like him going into the heart of, you know, the enemy territory. And they have never taken responsibility for the COVID mess that's been going on. And I'm just concerned about his well-being and his health going over there to Beijing.
Yeah, the belly of the beast, so to speak. I hear you. And I think...
I think someone needs to warn him, you know, give him a heads up about that. Plus, the you know, the environment and the war going on with Iran, you know, it's hurting China. So I am really, really concerned about this.
Yep. I think it's a legitimate concern. I share your concerns. And the Secret Service already has proven to be, they're just not up to snuff as far as I'm concerned. I think that if you can't protect the president here, of course, the difference is China, there is no freedom of the press. There is no freedom of assembly there. The Chinese would crack down and secure anything because they don't want to have an incident happen on their soil because that could start a war. So that's the only other thing I could look at. But Calvin, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. And you bring it up here on the show. Folks are weighing in on the Naval Academy. Says one of our listeners would be a great place to hold the next White House Correspondents' Dinner. See, I just don't think it's necessary. If they want to, you know, all these left-wing correspondents and whatever, if they want to gather together and pat themselves on the back and give out awards and so on, that's fine. Let them do it. I've got nothing against that, and good for them. But the president doesn't need to go there. I don't think it's necessary. And especially now that they've got, there's apparently all these high-tech drones have been stolen. I don't know if you heard about that over the weekend. The FBI is concerned they may have fallen into the hands of an Iranian cell, perhaps, or somebody else. So, again, these are the kinds of things you really, now more than ever, as this gets ratcheted up, the president needs to... we always have this sense of complacency, you know, even after, remember after Butler, we promised things would never be the same again, that the protocols would change. I wonder how much has really changed.
That's why I wondered why Trump chose his Secret Service director out of that group that I didn't think did a good job that day in Butler. So I still don't know about John Curran. But the thing I wanted to say was, first of all, right, there's a lot of other places they could have a dinner. What about all the inaugural balls that go on that week? Like, they held them in a lot of the Smithsonian Museums and the, I don't know, I think they had one in the National Building Museum. I don't know what all the numbers of people they can hold, but surely there's something that could be similar that could be better secured. But, you know, it was funny because, I mean, it's not so funny now, but before everything happened on Saturday night, you know, there was a lot of live streams of what was going on at the event. And I was watching a little bit of before I went to bed. And there is sort of a red carpet, which, yes, it is ridiculous. I don't need to see them all. They pat themselves on the back every day. They're all drama queens every day, so they don't need it. If they want to do it, fine. But the funny thing was the Fox streams had Jimmy Fallon, who you guys mentioned earlier, and that was a scream because he did not seem to know that they were live. So, by the way, if you do want to laugh, I recommend watching the red carpet because he would interview guests, but then he would talk about them for an hour. Everything a broadcaster shouldn't say about their guests, he was saying in between, did not realize they were live. But he did make the comment in between while they were waiting for more guests to come through. He was talking to other people, you know, waiting a journalist on the line. And he said, geez, the security here is a joke or something like that. He said there's like two young girls at the door and that's it. So he had made that comment before anything had happened. And even when he did get to interview some of the members of the cabinet, like Secretary Rubio and Secretary Hegseth, when they came through, and he said, would you be, you know, is this something you have ever come to before? Would you normally care about coming to this? They said, no, we came to support President Trump. So because President Trump comes, and, you know, I know Trump is brave and tough and not afraid of anything, but then the half the cabinet was there because they wanted to support President Trump, but then that put them all at risk. Now, I don't want President Trump to be a hostage in the White House, but...
Well, the question is, I mean, I know others have raised this question. Why would you have all the cabinet in one place? Normally, during the State of the Union, there's always the guy one that's set aside that just in case. But you know,
I don't know if every single one was there, but a lot of them, the prominent ones, and the top of the power chain there were.
By the way, 8 U.S. cities have now been identified as the worst for gang violence, and they are Los Angeles, Chicago, Baltimore, Memphis, Houston, Atlanta, New York City, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and trying to get the last one here. That's it. Baltimore remains one of the country's most important case studies in group and gang violence. Again, they're talking about MS-13 clicks, murders, and racketeering plaguing the city still as we speak. All right, more on the Trump assassination attempt coming up at 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. We are learning more about the 31-year-old California man who allegedly opened fire Saturday night just outside the Washington Hotel ballroom where the White House Correspondents' Dinner was underway. President Trump and the First Lady, along with a host of high-ranking Trump administration officials, were there.
Minutes before shots were fired inside the Washington Hilton, the suspected gunman sent writings to family members that railed against Trump administration policies. Cole Thomas Allen referred to himself as a friendly federal assassin in those writings. He made repeated references to President Trump without naming him directly and complained about a range of administration actions. He also left behind a trail of social media posts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House reconvenes today. Lawmakers may take a vote on a bill to fully fund the Department of Homeland Security. Iran's latest peace proposal reportedly lacks one key ingredient sought by the U.S. That's a pledge to abandon its nuclear ambitions.
Two officials with knowledge of the Iran proposal say Tehran also wants the U.S. to end its blockade of the country as part of its proposal to lift its chokehold on the strait. Oil prices are rising after negotiations between the U.S. and Iran stalled over the weekend, and a standoff in the strait remains despite a ceasefire. Iran's foreign minister is in Russia Monday to meet President Vladimir Putin as part of a trip that includes stops in Pakistan and Oman. Meanwhile, Pakistan's leaders are continuing to try to bridge significant gaps between the two countries to revive the talks. I'm Charles Delezma.
Last night's powerful storms that swept North Texas left at least 2 people dead, and there is a lot of property damage. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 75 points, so the Nasdaq futures 29 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Progressive knows you think the grass is always greener, like maybe you ride a motorcycle. But today, it's raining. So you wish you had an RV, but if you did, you'd have to listen to some guy parked next to you at a campsite plays acoustic guitar. Now, before you start wishing you had a boat, remember, your brother-in-law would invite himself every weekend.
Permission to come aboard, Captain?
But one thing that is greener is the money you could save when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession. recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
On the Beltway, the normal delays already. 795 down through Frederick Road on the west side. The inner loop had been fighting some bright sunshine towards Park Heights Avenue in Greenspring. And right now, that's kind of settled down just a bit. A little better now from Greenspring over towards the JFX. And then the outer loop is slow at Hartford Road. Both the tunnels now getting up to the 15-minute range with the backup southbound 95 back to around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And then 895 is slowing near the Erdman Avenue ramp. Couple of wrecks, Howard County, eastbound I-70 at Route 32, Route 216 at Pindell School Road. And the wreck earlier, a couple of vehicles are still on the shoulder on the BW Parkway northbound at Powder Mill Road in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, dry and mild and actually mostly sunny to kick off a brand new week. Highs in the upper 60s today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures falling back into the cool mid-40s. Turning mostly cloudy on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s and a chance for showers later in the day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
43 degrees in Bel Air and 44 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland State Police say the highway worker killed in a PG County crash was a 40-year-old man from Ellicott City. Troopers were called to the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway at Route 414 shortly before noon on Saturday and found Robert Dempsey dead at the scene. According to the preliminary investigation, Dempsey was outside of his emergency work vehicle setting up cones on the ramp from St. Barnabas Road when he was struck by a Mazda on the ramp. Mazda driver Joshua Anderson of Fort Washington was injured and taken to a hospital. State police say charges may be filed pending the outcome of the investigation. And Maryland's congressional delegation has announced nearly $40 million in federal funding to expand freight capacity at Trade Point Atlantic. The investment supports the development of the new Sparrows Point container terminal and expand container cargo capacity at the Port of Baltimore by 70%. Officials say the project is expected to create 1,100 new longshoremen jobs and support an additional 7,000 jobs connected to the port. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 480. The pick four, 5131. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. Well, the roller coaster called Orioles baseball continued yesterday at Camden Yards, despite a couple of big flies from Baltimore.
The Orioles have not put a runner at second base today. That might be about to change. Samuel Basayo's getting up to every base.
Boy, does he make it look easy when he makes contact.
Kevin Brown and the Hall of Famer Jim Palmer had the call on Masson. Basayo's fifth of the year, a solo shot. Gunnar Henderson, two hits, two driven in, including his ninth of the year. But it wasn't enough in a 5-3 loss to the Red Sox. Boston winning the series 2-1. After the game, manager Albanez was asked what the key is to getting more consistent run production out of that lineup.
I think for us, it's just getting guys on base and getting traffic for everyone, because then
are hits. A homer has become, instead of solo shots, two-run shots, three-run shots.
Ravens came away from the weekend with 11 new players, including two highly touted receivers and perhaps the best guard in the draft, but no center. To compensate for Tyler Linderbaum, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta was asked about it.
So there were a couple centers that we really liked, the guys that went in the second round. And I think after that, you know, could we have traded up, you know, potentially maybe traded up into the second round to maybe take one of those guys? And we really assessed it, like where we were picking at 80 for us to do that would have cost our second round pick, our third round pick, and our fourth round pick, points wise, to do that.
Logan Jones out of Iowa was high on the Ravens list. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti gets his wish. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you. And get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, AM680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, John Myrick, Republican gubernatorial candidate, releases his military records, calls on Governor Moore to do the same. We have results of the straw poll from the debate the other night. At the Republican Women's Club of Baltimore County. We'll share that with you. Trump versus 60 Minutes coming up in just about 30 minutes. And the question is, who or what radicalized this would-be assassin? I've read his manifesto in part. And I'm going to skip all the drivel and not give it much attention. He was after Trump and all administration officials except for Cash Patel. Some strange reason he was not targeting Cash Patel. Anyway, anti-Trump, anti-Trump administration, anti-Christian. But then in the manifesto, he really starts mocking the Secret Service. And here's what he wrote. What the hell is the Secret Service doing? Sorry, going to rant a bit here. Drop the formal tone. Like I expected, security cameras at every bend, bugged hotel rooms, armed agents every 10 feet, metal detectors out the wazoo. What I got, who knows, maybe they're pranking me, is nothing. No damn security. Not in transport, not in the hotel, not at the event. Like, the one thing that I immediately notice walking into the hotel is the sense of arrogance. I walk in with multiple weapons and not a single person there considers the possibility I could be a threat. The security at the event is all outside, focused on protesters and current arrivals because apparently no one thought about what happens if someone checks in the day before. That's from the Gunman's manifesto, mocking the Secret Service, and that's why I don't think it should be at a hotel. I don't think the president should attend the White House Correspondents' Secrets dinner, and I think that if they are going to do it, it should be at a secure event. But the president says you can't let people like Cole Allen change the way we live.
We can't let these criminals and these really bad people change the course of events in our country.
Yeah. Can't do it. Doesn't want to do it. And look, I get it. But again, you have to prioritize. There are things that are more important, like getting this Iran conflict over and done with, getting that uranium out of Iran. Now they keep upping the ante. Now we're told they have enough, tons of uranium enough to make over 100 nuclear devices. So, again, which is it? Is it 10 or 11? Is it 100? And they are slowly, economically, we'll get to the peace talks here in just a second, but these are the important things. And I get that, but there's so much important things going on in the world right now. This global reset, the economy, what's happening with NATO, what's happening here at home with everything. We need to have this president, because this is it. Now, we get just about 2.5 years more of his term, and then we're not sure what's going to happen after that. So we need as much, and again, we need to get rid of the filibuster. We need the Save America Act. There's so much we need here, and he is the leader. He's the one driving the bus, and we can't afford anything to happen to him. So why tempt fate? Why take chances? Again, I'm not asking you to alter you the way, but who needs the president at the White House Correspondents' Dinner? I think it's a waste of monumental waste of time. 7:13 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
The backup now on I-70. We talked about this wreck about 45 minutes ago when it began eastbound at Route 32. I'm looking at the camera here at Route 97, and it's basically almost stopped right now on the eastbound side. The report says that only the right lane is affected, but at one point we were losing two of the lanes on the eastbound side. So pretty good size backup right now. If you're coming in from Mount Airy, from Woodbine Road, Route 97, the backup goes all the way to Route 32. Then it clears out towards the split at Route 40. There was an injury accident on Route 216 on Skaggsville Road at Pindell School Road. They're still working at that scene. Baltimore County had the wreck at Jarrettsville Pike at Blenheim Road. Again, that's been about 40 minutes ago. The remains of an accident and a vehicle fire. The vehicle's on the shoulder on the BW Parkway northbound at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be sunny today. Upper 60s right now. Sunshine 46 in Parkville. And it is 46 in downtown Baltimore. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Obviously, the big news here is the president was targeted in another assassination attempt by a radical, violent, leftist psychopath. That is an ongoing problem there with the Democrat Party. But before that, the president canceled talks with Iran, which were scheduled in Islamabad, Pakistan, but they don't even know who's leading Iran right now. And the president didn't want to send the negotiators and Vice President Vance on a 17-18 hour flight to negotiate with a bunch of nobodies.
I'll deal with whoever runs the show. They don't know. They are fighting with each other. There's tremendous infighting. They're probably fighting for leadership. In many cases, I think they're fighting not to be the leader because we knocked out two levels of leaders. But I'll deal with whoever we have to. But there's no reason to wait 2 days. Have people traveling for 16, 17 hours. And we're not doing it that way. We'll do it. When they want, they can call me. We have all the cards. We've won everything. We have all the cards.
Yesterday you said to Reuters that we're dealing with who is in charge now. What changed from yesterday to today?
Nothing. It's just that they gave us a paper that should have been better. And interestingly, immediately when I canceled it, within 10 minutes, we got a new paper that was much better.
What was on that paper, sir?
We talked about they will not have a nuclear weapon. Very simple. Look, that whole deal is not complicated. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Very simple.
President also stumped over the weekend for the Save America Act, which the Senate GOP leadership has parked on the bench. They have no desire. They have no plans or intent to pass the Save America Act. That's why we have to bring the pressure to bear on Thune, Barrasso, a bunch of those clowns in the Senate GOP. The president talked about the Save America Act and why it's needed.
It's a very basic thing. It's called Save America, actually, and that's what it is. It's having to do with voting and voter ID. We want voter ID. We want proof of citizenship. We added a couple. No men playing in women's sports. We don't want that. Nobody does. I think it's about a 98% issue. We want no transgender mutilation of our children. Very basic things that you wouldn't even think we'd be talking about 15 or 20 years ago. But for the voting aspect of it is we want voter ID. Very important. You have to have identification and you have to have proof of citizenship. We don't want mail-in ballots. We don't want to have ballots coming from all different corners of the world. We want to have it accurate, and you can't do that with mail-in ballots. Actually, Jimmy Carter headed a commission years ago. He said mail-in ballots no good. We're the only country in the world that's doing mail-in ballots. And that would exclude, though, our military, our people that are ill, people that are away. So we're generous in that way. But people don't want mail-in ballots because you have crooked elections. It guarantees a crooked election.
Yeah, you look at what happened in Virginia. Okay, the mail-in ballots won by 9 on Election Day, lost by 5 on early voting, and then I think the margin was 40 points on mail-in ballots. It's just ridiculous. It really is. So right after the shooting, of course, the psychopaths on TikTok and Blue Sky, and they took to the social media to talk about conspiracy theories. Trump staged this so he could get his ballroom. And one of the things they offer as proof was a comment that Caroline Leavitt, White House press secretary, made on the red carpet to Fox's Jimmy Fallon. And here it is.
This speech tonight will be classic Donald J. Trump. It'll be funny. It'll be entertaining. There will be some shots fired tonight in the room. So everyone should tune in. It's going to be really great. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Shots meaning verbal jabs, jokes. I mean, come on. I mean, but that's, you know, people are trying to put that together. But she knew. She knew this was all staged. She knew there were going to be shots fired. That's right. And I guess they convinced the Secret Service agent to take one to the chest as well as part of that alleged conspiracy theory. As to the redistricting battle, it looks like Governor DeSantis of Florida is going to lean now on the Florida legislature to try to get back the 5 seats they lost in Virginia. Now a Republican from Georgia has introduced a bill to for D.C. to take back Arlington and Alexandria. They would not be part of Virginia anymore, the retrocession act that was given. And the other is that Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says he will call a special session to withdraw district maps after the Supreme Court rule on the race-based districts as well. So, again, that battle's not over yet. That is still being waged. And, of course, they are now still fighting the legal battle in court over what happened in Virginia last week as well. And that's the way it was, 463 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A, 20 minutes after the hour. Coming up, your calls and comments, texts and emails, and we'll a little later on after the 7:30 news. We'll get into the Trump versus Norm O'Donnell in 60 minutes. And for all these people, thought I hear this in the minutes just after. Maybe the media will take the message. Maybe they'll turn things around. Maybe the media will be friendlier now to President Trump. Again, that's not going to happen, folks. They're too indoctrinated. They're too radicalized to turn it around on a dime until you get all new players and a mission statement there. That's for sure. 7:21, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. A politically divided country, trade war, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, the list goes on. Do you think these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? If you're not prepared, you could be in for a rude awakening. You've saved and grown your money once. You don't want to have to make it again. Just call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shah. With the Safe Retirement Solutions team, Rod and Paresh are published authors and radio hosts right here on WCBM. They can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your whole retirement plan. You want to get a handle on your retirement? If so, you can call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person visit or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120. Or visit them at saferetirementsolutions.com.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
If you own a business, you know how hard you work for every customer. At WCBM, we help local business owners get their message to the people who really count. Owners that are ready to act with radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can build a radio campaign that fits your business. Visit WCBM.com or call us at 410-586-6800 today to talk about growing your business.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
722. The suspected gunman of the White House Correspondents Association dinner wrote that manifesto. He attended a No Kings protest. He sent his family the manifesto just minutes prior to the shooting. His brother alerted authorities. He also attended the leftist anti-Trump No Kings protest. Was a regular at the shooting range. Part of this group called the Wide Awakes, which needs to be looked at. Alan's sister, who's another very lefty individual, Alvriana Allen, lived in Rockville, lived in the area. By the way, he was constantly comparing Trump to Hitler, and in one post he called the president the Antichrist. So the question is, who radicalized or what radicalized this individual? We'll get into that in just a second. 723, traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We're in Annapolis and looking at some heavy traffic right at Ritchie Highway and then over to the Severn River Bridge. It was a little bit slow for just about 2 minutes right there as we were looking at it. Now it seems like it's corrected itself and it's on the move once again. Eventually over towards Roe Boulevard. Nothing major at the Bay Bridge. And now the morning backup is arriving and the slowdown begins. You're also fighting a little bit of bright sunshine, I-97 southbound, right at the ramp and the merge there at Route 32. Eastbound I-70, that's the big trouble area coming in from Mount Airy and from Woodbine. The wreck is over at Route 32 and I-70 eastbound, and there's still a backup there. The report still says that we're only blocking the right lane, but it's enough to give us a multi-mile backup right now on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, upper 60s. Right now, sunny, 44 in Forest Hill, 47 in Dundalk. One of our listeners, Charlie, says, I thought a judge in Virginia stopped that fraudulent ballot about gerrymandering. Did I miss something? Well, a judge did. But the Attorney General in Virginia, Jay Jones, has filed an appeal that will go to the Virginia Supreme Court. Not quite sure when that ruling will come down, but that's part of the battle. I expect the Virginia Supreme Court probably to uphold it and may have to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. So that's the battle I'm referencing. Let's go to Karen in Northeast Baltimore. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I just think that Trump really enjoys, obviously Trump is no fan of the press. And so he wouldn't even be going to these things if he didn't enjoy it. And I don't think we can take that away from him. He needs to have his fun.
Well, not much fun dodging bullets. So I do think that he didn't go in his first term. He didn't go last year. Why all of a sudden does he feel the need to go now? Maybe it's he wants to level the playing field and get some... they've been taking shots at him repeatedly, pardon the expression, but I just think priorities, and I understand if he's having fun. I don't want to take anything that would be considered fun, but if they can't promise to protect the president, I don't know if it's worth it. Thanks for the call, Karen. I appreciate your feedback. So the question is, this 31-year-old, a brilliant guy, okay, Caltech engineer. And he, of course, apparently invented some kind of emergency brake for wheelchairs. So somewhere along the line, he became radicalized or indoctrinated into this radical leftist Marxist. And that, to me, I mean, you look at a number of culprits. What about the parents? I don't know how he was raised. It looks like the family, tends to be a little bit more liberal, but there are a bunch of liberal families out there that aren't doing this. But I think it's a combination of a biased educational system, and this is K through 12. I think it starts in kindergarten. He's 31. So, again, you look at some of these people now that are in their late 20s, early 30s. They've been going through an education system, especially in California, which has got a bunch of left-wing bias and indoctrination going on. Who knows what was at Caltech? Then you have the biased media, which if you turn on MS Now or CNN, or social media like Blue Sky and some of these other things, filled with anti-Trump rhetoric. And it's all day long. And then, of course, we have elected Democrat officials, which he quoted a lot of these Democrat officials. From the so I think we need to, there should be a serious conversation about teacher bias in K through 12 education, and even on college campuses. They're worried about the anti-Semitic threads at the Ivies. In fact, Lee Stefanik has a new book out called "Poisoned Ivies," and that's a legitimate. But I also think not just anti-Semitism, anti-Americanism are filled in these college campuses and universities. So I think that needs to take a good, strong look at that as well. We also have the media. We'll get to them and come after the 7:30 news. This guy, as I said, the suspected gunman boosted on his Blue Sky post that Trump should be tried for high crimes. How many times have we heard that from the Democrat Party? Okay? So, again, and I don't know, you know, whether this is some people are more susceptible to this kind of radicalization than others. I think we also have to have a serious conversation about SSRIs in our country. And I'm wondering what kind of drugs, if any. Was he on the spectrum? Was he taking some kind of medication that could boost these kinds of conspiracy theories or thoughts? Suicidal ideation, other things. I do think it's all part of it. You got to have this. And we have to have a serious discussion about mental illness as well. Political violence. And again, stop the both sides stuff. This is not happening on both sides with the regularity. It's happening from the far left. Repeatedly now. We've seen it. We've seen far left figures, you know, these so-called patsies, or they keep calling them lone wolves, as I said last hour. I think now it's grown into a wolf pack. So there is repeated attempts. I said four last hour. I meant four in the last 2 years. Obviously, there's been more than four because there was a bunch of incidents in his first term as well for President Trump. Every president is under great duress and threat, every single one. But as President Trump said, the ones that are most consequential, the ones that are agents of change, like Abraham Lincoln was, like John Kennedy was, even Garfield and McKinley, Reagan. Of course, they weren't successful with Reagan, and it's ironic that 40-some years ago, at the very same hotel in Washington, the same thing was attempted. Best of Casey and Company each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Rumble and Facebook pages, brought to you by the law offices of Mike Lee Freeman. Coming up next, Trump squares off against Norah Donnell on 60 Minutes. News update now with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County Police are investigating a reported armed carjacking that occurred near Towson Town Center on Saturday, according to authorities. On April 25th, around 3:30 p.m., officers responded to the incident at the 800 block of Delaney Valley Road. Once there, police spoke with the victim, who said that two individuals he knew pointed a weapon at him while he was walking to his car, officials reported. And police arrested a 15-year-old boy after they say he struck his one-year-old brother in the head at a home in Northeast Baltimore. Officers responded to a home in the 900 block of Homestead at about 11 a.m. in reference to an assault. Police said that once on the scene, officers learned the one-year-old baby boy had been hit in the head by a sibling. And a 17-year-old boy was taken to a hospital with a gunshot wound to his leg after a shooting Sunday afternoon in Southeast Baltimore, police said. Officers responded on April 26 at about 1:24 p.m. to the 2700 block of Beryl Avenue for a report of a shooting. When they arrived, police said they found the teen suffering from a gunshot wound to his leg. And a tour bus carrying 40 passengers flipped on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway early Sunday, according to U.S. Park Police. According to police, the crash happened south of Route 198 around 12:45 a.m. One of the passengers was taken to a hospital with injuries that were life-threatening. All southbound lanes were initially shut down following the crash. And a 52-year-old man was seriously injured in an attack by his dog at his Bowie home on Sunday morning, the Bowie Police Department said. Bowie police arrived to the 13,000 block of Midsummer Lane around 7:30 a.m. to find the man on the ground being attacked by the dog. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings?
Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Baltimore County just rolled up on a new wreck there at Herring Parkway at Oakley Road. So if you're coming down from the Beltway, you're coming up from McLean Boulevard on Herring Parkway. Heads up for that. There are some injuries involved at that wreck. Back on I-70, looking at this delay eastbound, the backup here begins at the bridge. We're looking at it live here, 87. The wreck is all the way over at I-70 at Route 32 and still affecting the right side of the roadway. Beltway, yep, you have all your normal delays on 695. We're up to a good 15 to 20-minute delay southbound with the heavy traffic now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, dry and mild and actually mostly sunny to kick off a brand new week. Highs in the upper 60s today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures falling back into the cool mid-40s. Turning mostly cloudy on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s and a chance for showers later in the day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
When was the last time that you can remember a manager getting fired after his team had just won a game 17-1? Well, it happened here in Baltimore on Saturday. Red Sox manager Alex Cora and five of his coaching staff losing their jobs because of the Red Sox slow start. O's manager Craig Albernaz was asked about it on Sunday after the Birds dropped a 5-3 decision and the series to Boston.
I got to know AC kind of over the years, and he always treated me awesome and with great respect, and he's a great baseball dude, and you hate to see anyone lose their job. I would imagine on Boston's side it was an extremely tough decision.
Cora was named Red Sox manager in 2018, winning a franchise-best 108 games that year and leading the team to the World Series title, the fifth MLB manager in history to win the World Series in his first season. While Cowboys owner Jerry Jones makes all the draft picks in Dallas, Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti made his first for Baltimore this past weekend.
You know, when we were down in Florida, Steve was begging for a draft pick, and he owns the team. I said, yes, Steve. And so, of course, you're going to have a draft pick. And so we decided on our last fifth-round pick. He did his research. He studied the tape, talked to people. He's got a really good relationship with the Clemson head coach.
The result was running back Adam Randall out of Clemson, pick number 174. DaCosta describing Randall, pardon me, as a big, versatile running back who can catch passes and return kicks as well. Meanwhile, the Pittsburgh-Baltimore rivalry took a couple of turns over the weekend. This from former Ravens running back Mark Ingram, introducing Baltimore's third-round pick.
And on behalf of me, my son, these wonderful young ladies, and all the Flock Nation, we got a special message for y'all, Pittsburgh.
Steelers, Steelers,
y'all, bro.
And then there was this smoke thrown at Steelers fans by British Ravens fan and the NFL's International Fan of the Year. Her name is Jamie Pembroke, and she announced the Ravens' fifth-round draft choice.
Pittsburgh, I'll keep this short, like your postseason.
That was a good one, and it never gets old. And finally, a Baltimore-area boy makes good in the NFL draft. The Green Bay Packers drafting Florida kicker and Severna Park High School's Trey Smack in the sixth round. The only kicker selected in the draft, Green Bay trading both of their seventh-round picks to the Seahawks for Smack, who set a Gators record with 10 field goals of 50 yards or more. The time now is 7:37 when we return discussing Bisciotti's pick.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
First off, yeah. I've got to say that using a child to chant that at an NFL draft, I thought was in poor taste.
From Mark Ingram.
Yes, okay. I do. I think that you could have said something else like go Ravens or something like that. Mm. But I just thought it was in poor taste, number one. Number two, my favorite moment of the draft was the Steelers' last pick from the Naval Academy.
Yeah, which we're going to get to.
Okay. Now, so that to me was, I really loved that moment.
Yeah, that was a great moment. And we're talking about Eli Heidenreich, of course.
Right.
And we'll get to that at 8 a.m. I thought that Jimmy Pembroke's British accent made it even better. You know? Short, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It was awesome. That's an interesting take, you know, about the kid, about Mark's
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, when it happened, I just said, ooh, that was cringy to me.
It's football. It's
I understand
Steelers.
That, but it's still a young girl.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. Should Steve Bisciotti have made that pick?
No. I'll tell you the reason why. As a lifelong Redskin fan, I watched an owner meddle and ruin a franchise. Now, I'm not comparing Bisciotti to Dan Snyder, because Dan Snyder was the worst of all time. Maybe even worse than Bob Irsay. No, Irsay was still the worst. it's troublesome. You hire people to run the football operation. Let them run it.
And it was a fifth-round pick. And the Ravens, I mean, you know,
next year maybe he'll want to make a fourth-round pick, or maybe he'll want to be the... Snyder was picking... He was picking quarterbacks in the first round.
He was. And, of course, Jerry Jones picks them all. And you could even say, well, maybe it's Mr. Irrelevant, you know, like the last pick of the last... But Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant.
Right.
So you never know.
Yeah.
That's currency.
Right.
That's capital right there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way, too.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 7:39. So, everybody in the aftermath of the attempted assassination... Who knows? It could have been journalists shot and killed had the guy gotten into the ballroom. But again, everyone was going to say, oh, no, they're going to treat Trump differently. They're praising him for his fire under grace. Grace under fire with his press conference in the aftermath. But it didn't last long. Here was President Trump having to tell Nora O'Donnell she should be ashamed for the question she was asking in the 60 Minutes interview last night.
The so-called manifesto is a stunning thing to read, Mr. President. He appears to reference a motive in it. He writes this, quote, administration officials, they are targets. And he also wrote this, I'm no longer willing to permit a pedophile, rapist, and traitor to coat my hands with his crimes. What's your reaction
to that? Well, I was waiting for you to read that because I knew you would, because you're horrible people, horrible people. Yeah, he did write that. I'm not a rapist. I didn't rape anybody.
You think he was referring to you?
Excuse me. I'm not a pedophile. You read that crap from some sick person. I got associated with all stuff that has nothing to do with me. I was totally exonerated. Your friends on the other side of the plate are the ones that were involved with, let's say, Epstein or other things. But I said to myself, you know, I'll do this interview and they'll probably, I read the manifesto, you know, he's a sick person, but you should be ashamed of yourself reading that, because I'm not any of those things.
Mr. President, and I was never,
excuse me. You shouldn't be reading that on 60 Minutes. You're a disgrace, but go ahead, let's finish the interview.
The other thing that he wrote in
disgraceful.
Yeah, they did it on purpose. It was intentional. And again, Nora O'Donnell's one of the worst out there. And they should be interviewing Democrats for the number of times they've called Trump Hitler, the Antichrist, and basically have ginned up this kind of political violence. It is a problem that almost is exclusively on the radical far left.
Also at the dinner last night was your secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. His sister, Carrie Kennedy, was there. They've both witnessed their father and their uncle be assassinated.
That's right.
Erica Kirk was there. The House Majority Leader, Steve Scalise, was there.
Yeah.
Political violence has touched so many people in that room. Is there something that you as president can do? What can be done to change the trajectory?
Well, you know, you go back 20 years, 40 years, 100 years, 200 years, 500 years. It's always been there. People are assassinated. People are injured. People are hurt. And I'm not sure that there's any more now than there was. I do think that the hate speech of the Democrats, much more so, is very dangerous. I really think it's very dangerous to the country.
It is, and we continue to see that. And then, of course, we do know that this individual attended a No Kings rally as well.
He had attended a No Kings protest in California.
No Kings.
Yeah. What did security tell you about what
motives? The reason you have people like that is you have people doing No Kings. I'm not a king. What I am, if I was a king, I wouldn't be dealing with you.
Yeah, exactly. But this is, you know, kings, Hitler, tyrants, dictators, Antichrist. This has been the daily drumbeat from the Democrats, from their propaganda wing called the media, which is the state-run drive-by media, and disaffected people or mentally ill people or people that are easily influenced. This is the trigger, or can be. 743. By the way, you want to play Choose Your Fake News right now? Give us a call. So reserve your spot. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Well, actually, not for the game. It's just give us a call. Right now, reserve your spot, and you get to match wits with Maggie and Kristen and Chuck as well. Speaking of Chuck, 743, traffic and weather on the threes with the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a slowdown here on 95 South at Route 100. I think it's just picking up the normal delay after that down towards Route 32 and down through 216. We've got a lot of heavy traffic through there on the southbound side. So I'm just going to take one quick look at Route 32. Yeah, it's backed up there. And then we're a little bit better after 216. So all of that is the normal delay. So about Route 100, 175, Route 32, heavy traffic south towards the Capitol Beltway. And then the Capitol Beltway was slow, of course, anywhere from New Hampshire Avenue. And then very heavy fog around the Potomac River Bridge at the American Legion Bridge on the Capitol Beltway as you're traveling to and from the Virginia line there on that section of the Beltway after the Mormon Temple. Eastbound I-70 still hurting. Had the wreck at least an hour ago now. Excuse me. Eastbound at Route 32. And last report, still the right lane affected, and we're still backed up back to Route 97. Baltimore County with the new wreck at Paring Parkway at Oakley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And last chance for you if you want to play Choose Your Fake News. Now would be the time to give us a call. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, upper 60s. Overnight temps will be in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. Chance for showers later in the day, and some rain is likely on Wednesday. Right now, it's sunny, 48 in the Middle River, and it is a 46 in Bel Air. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll win some WCBM merchandise. We got merchandise to hand out here. All sorts of stuff. Keychains and pens and some of Maggie's scripts we'll throw in there as well, especially the ones where she's ad-libbing and they get flagged on a regular basis.
Yes.
Nope, I'm telling
which
you.
Which is most of those scripts.
Yeah, most of the scripts.
I think they need to make bobbleheads of both you and Chuck for that.
That would be a funny...
And I want to help design it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Now, we know where you're going with that one, that's for sure. Absolutely. We'll find out. All right. I think we're still waiting to get our contestants screened up here on the show. And we have to get the latest stats in from Alan. He's our unofficial Choose Your Fake News, Casey and Company statistician. To see how everybody's doing. I'm sure he'll get you caught up today. Well, I'm going on vacation starting tomorrow for a week. So Nino will be here. Delegate Nino Mangione will be here. So he'll be running the Choose Your Fake News segment. So be kind. Don't take advantage. Don't take advantage of Nino. Rick and Glen Burnie is our contestant. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, what's up?
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last, I guess.
Okay. All right. Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story number one, that didn't take long. The Minocqua Brewing Company, which is a far-left operation in Minocqua, Wisconsin, took to Facebook over the weekend to share the outrage on the latest attempt on President Trump's life that it didn't succeed. They even dusted off their disgusting free beer all day, the day he dies promotion, with posts reportedly lamenting, "We almost got free beer days," and mocking the marksmanship whoever tried to take out the President of the United States. Story two, the first Chinese restaurant featuring fresh roadkill has opened in Alabama. Dragon Roadhouse in Tuscaloosa features sustainably sourced, certified fresh roadkill and dishes like deer sum, raccoon guy pan, rabbit rolls, and orange fox. Mm. And story three, it's a place that you might find Chuck hanging out on a regular basis, Sloth World.
That's only because I have three toes.
Orlando. More than two dozen sloths that are said to become part of the new exhibit in Florida died before the attraction could open. A state agency is now investigating. A total of 31 sloths perished while under the care of Sloth World Orlando, which had planned to open the world's first slotharium this year.
That's sad.
Is this?
I like critters.
Even the sloth?
They're so...
Don't you? Aren't you taking care of a sloth right now?
Pretty much.
Do you hang out with them?
I try to avoid it. That's
story,
why I live in the woods.
Story number one. Stick Democrat brewery owner with his free beer offer on Facebook. Story two. First Chinese restaurant featuring fresh roadkill. Story three. Sloth World may be delayed in its opening because they need sloths. All right, we'll start with Chuck this morning.
Well, there was one thing there, number two, that I know is made it fake, because you forgot to mention the muffler meatloaf for the roadkill. So I'm going to go with two.
You go with number two. All right, Kristen.
I'll take Chuck's word on this. I'll say number two.
Kristen goes for number two. Maggie.
I'm going to also go. I've actually had groundhog.
What?
I have. I've eaten groundhog. They're talking about weird critters.
Roadkill?
I don't know if it was roadkill, but it's
Well, wait a minute. This story is about roadkill, and you've now offered up that you've had groundhog.
It was forced on me at a party anyway.
Wait a minute. How would somebody force?
What am I doing?
How would somebody force?
Number two is my choice.
How would someone force groundhog on you at a party?
I didn't know it was groundhog.
Also, you ate something that you didn't know was groundhog,
right.
And they told you it was groundhog.
Later.
You thought it was ground beef, but it was groundhog.
It was a rough day.
So was groundhog the critter, or was it ground-up hog?
It was groundhog. You know, the dudes that sit on the side of the road with the buck teeth.
The dudes.
Or dudettes.
Okay.
Why did I do that?
Interesting revelation.
Number two is my choice.
What did it taste like?
Right.
It was actually quite tasty. I'm not going to lie.
Would you have it again?
Yeah, if they didn't tell me again and I was stupid enough to... But yeah.
Well, if you liked it...
I was four beers in and I ate the stuff.
Oh, more and more being revealed now, folks. Rick and Glen Burnie.
I'll go number two as well.
Okay, Rick goes... Everybody, it's unanimous today on story number two, the first Chinese restaurant featuring fresh roadkill. That is our fake news story of the day. So everybody is a winner, including you, Rick. We'll put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize. And I think there's probably more critters in on your palate on the menu than you are willing to admit.
No, well, I wasn't willing to.
Have you had any other critters besides groundhog?
Groundhog's the only weird critter that I've eaten.
Okay.
And again, I wasn't aware. I didn't go in saying, "Hey, give me some of that yummy groundhog."
Right. So they told you afterwards, and you
about
thought
four beers in, so
delicious.
It was easy. You know, it was quite tasty. Right. I'm not gonna lie.
I understand you've tried yak as well.
I almost yacked after that. It's a wonder I didn't. But I've never had yak. I have had mountain goat.
There it is. See, slowly, it's all coming out. Mountain goat.
Mountain goat and groundhog.
Give me another beer. Let's find out the whole story.
That's right. Ever had mountain oysters?
What's, I'm scared. I'm scared. I would like to know what that is.
Okay. Well, you obviously never had them.
Are we allowed to say it on the air?
Yeah, mountain oysters, sure.
What are mountain oysters?
Okay. Well, we'll let you think about it for a second.
I'm going to look it up.
All right. Look it up and then come back.
And then you have to look it down because that's where it came from.
Right, exactly. Thank you, Chuck. 752, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
There's still a new problem here in the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop at University Boulevard, so it's in the area after New Hampshire Avenue. The report as of about 5 minutes ago, two of the right lanes blocked, so that's going to affect the Capitol Beltway back towards College Park, and then 95 south, you'll start to get a delay. We were already slow anyway at Route 32. Now as you get down to Cherry Hill Road, down towards 198, they're going to be backed up as well because of that wreck on the Capitol Beltway. Eastbound I-70, still slow coming in from Route 97, the wreck at Route 32. Baltimore County still working on the accident at Perrin Parkway at Oakley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, upper 60s. Right now it is sunny at 50 in Annapolis, and it is 47 in Ellicott City. So pausing from the Trump assassination attempt again. We'll have more on that coming up next hour. Governor Westmore's military record dispute is intensifying. There was a piece in the Baltimore Sun over the weekend why the spotlight on Maryland is investigating Westmore's military record. It was authored by Drew Sullins, who, again, Sullins is a career military, now retired. And he offered up the reason why that they're looking at this in greater detail because of the overall lack of transparency that Governor Moore is not offering any to folks who are asking. You have to get a public information or a FOIA request to get any of the documents from the governor's records. And then, of course, he could authorize the release of his own service records. I mean, what are you hiding? I mean, I don't understand what the deal is here. But anyway, John Myrick, he is a Republican gubernatorial candidate. He sat down with Gary Collins on Friday to talk about this military service dispute. Remember the Bronze Star and all of that. And Myrick says he is going to release his records and make them available to all. He's calling on Governor Moore to do the same.
I have no problem releasing my full military record to any news outlet that requests it.
When?
Whenever you want it. I'll be more than happy to do that. And I would encourage any candidate, again, at any level, who has served in the military to be equally as forthcoming, including Governor Moore.
So he's asking Moore to do the same, and that certainly we'll see. We'll see what happens. And they've been promising Spotlight on Maryland, Fox 45. They are going to honor their request, but so far they've, I think, given one document so far. And the reason why, according to Myrick, is this is all about integrity. It's about trust. And when you're asking voters to entrust their vote to you as a candidate, they should know everything they need to know about that candidate.
Does it matter? Does it matter what somebody's military record may entail and the details that may be included?
I think it does. And it matters because integrity matters. We are asking people to trust us with governing the state of Maryland. So integrity is a big issue. And if there are questions about somebody's background or especially their military record, those questions need to be resolved. And Marylanders have a right to know.
All right, and yeah, they do, and I think it'll be interesting to see what happens, where it goes from here, because he's gone on and complained with Jen Psaki Puppet and others that people are trying to besmirch his character. You can release all the records and remove all doubt. That's a very simple game. By the way, I just got a release over the weekend from the Baltimore County Republican Women's Club. They held a debate last Thursday. About 150 people did attend that debate, and they ran a straw poll as well. And again, these are straw polls. They're not scientific. They're not conducted by pollsters. It's just a snapshot, if you will, of the attendees. And finishing with 67% of the vote, John Myrick winning the straw poll at the Baltimore County Republican Club. Now, Dan Cox and Ed Hale were not at that debate, so I'm wondering if that had any kind of influence on maybe the voters are sending them a message. Maybe you need to show up at these debates and engage, and so people get a chance to know you. But that is, again, from the Baltimore County Republican Women. John Myrick was 67% in the straw poll. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you 24/7 should you need them. And hopefully you never do, but the serious accidents resulting in serious injury do require serious legal representation. And for, well, close to 40 years now, Michael and his firm, Marcia and Stephen, and now Rachel Alpert Friedman and all the other attorneys, associate attorneys, paralegals, etc., at the firm put your recovery priority number one if you are injured in a serious automobile accident, because after all, you need to focus on getting better, recovering, helping get back to your family, to your job or your business, with other priorities in life, and they'll take care of everything else. And I mean everything else. And that's what it distinguishes the law firm of Michael A. Freeman over so many others, because of that fact. And also that they've been named one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the last decade or so every year. So hopefully you never need them, but they're there if you do. 410-363-6848. Toll free 1-800-782-7203. Online at maflaw.com. Coming up next, the latest on the assassination attempt of President Trump.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Armitage Thomason. He was a troubled man who made his intentions known. President Trump's take on the 31-year-old suspect, Saturday night's shooting outside the White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington.
President Trump calls the gunman who tried to breach the Correspondents' Dinner that he was at Saturday night a very troubled guy who left behind a manifesto showing he was out to get him and his administration.
He had a lot of hatred in his heart for quite a while. And it was a religious thing. It was strongly anti-Christian.
Speaking on Fox News Channel's The Sunday Briefing, Trump says the man's family did contact authorities about him.
Family said he had big difficulty. Maybe they should have reported him a little bit more strongly.
The suspect is identified by law enforcement officials as 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen of Torrance, California. I'm Julie Walker.
Allen scheduled to appear today in court in Washington. The Virginia Supreme Court is considering whether to block new U.S. House districts narrowly approved by the voters. Court will hear arguments today. Gerrymandering opponents argue the Democrat-led General Assembly violated the state's constitution when it placed the redistricting before the voters. Tornadoes, part of a powerful storm system that hammered North Texas last night, left two people dead, along with a massive amount of property damage, numerous homes heavily damaged or demolished in the town of Runaway Bay. Parts of Oklahoma were also hit. One of the two large wildfires in southeastern Georgia continues to grow, now exceeds 31 square miles. Highway 82 fire in Brantley County has been burning since the 20th of the month. Multiple Georgia wildfires have destroyed more than 120 homes. The Dow futures down 47 points. On the NASDAQ futures are up 52 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Delays on the Capitol Beltway. We mentioned about 10 minutes ago there's a new wreck there on the outer loop at University Boulevard in Montgomery County. I'm looking at the camera shot here before New Hampshire Avenue, and it's backed up. And again, as we said, there's going to be a delay for the traffic as you're coming south from 198 from 216 and down towards Cherry Hill Road, just because there's going to be some slowing getting onto the Capitol Beltway. It's not a big backup, but maybe a little bit slower than it normally would be through there. Eastbound I-70 still hurting from the wreck more than an hour ago. Eastbound at Route 32. Brake lights there after Route 97. All your normal delays around the Beltway. 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer. Southbound with the backups at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, dry and mild and actually mostly sunny to kick off a brand new week. Highs in the upper 60s today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures falling back into the cool mid-40s. Turning mostly cloudy on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s and a chance for showers later in the day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
50 degrees in Reisterstown and 48 in Pasadena. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore police say a 15-year-old has been arrested after he allegedly assaulted his one-year-old brother Sunday morning. Officers were called to a home in the 900 block of Homestead Street, where they learned the child had been struck in the head. The toddler was taken to a hospital with injuries that are not believed to be life-threatening. The teen accused in the assault had left the home before police arrived, but he was taken into custody following a search of the area. And police are also investigating the attempted robbery of a food delivery driver over the weekend. The driver delivered an order in the 4700 block of Norfolk Avenue Saturday morning when a man approached and demanded his property and car keys. A second person who was armed with a knife arrived and began to struggle with the first suspect. The victim was able to get into his vehicle and drive away from the scene as one of the suspects fired at the vehicle. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 480. The pick four, 5131. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up. From the Comfort Guys, those are my guys. The O's with another roller coaster weekend, winning Friday night behind a barrage of home runs, then dropping two in a row to Boston, including yesterday 5-3, mustering just six hits off left-hander Connolly early. Manager Albanez asked after the game about the O's struggles against southpaws in general.
Like Crochet, like he's really good, and early he's really good as well. Like he's one of the up-and-coming premier starters in the league, and early, I felt like we had great swings, got, you know, barreling up balls.
Birds are off today, beginning a three-game set against the Astros tomorrow night. It'll be at Camden Yards. Ravens begin the process of incorporating their 11 draft choices and numerous undrafted free agents into their culture. One of those players is the first draft choice, number one, Venga Ioane, asked about the physical culture of the AFC North.
That's exactly what I want, man. I don't want to go nowhere else where it's soft football. Football is meant to be, you know, physical, all that, all those types of things. And that's exactly where I think I can fit in.
And finally, all kidding aside, Ravens Steelers, Steelers Ravens, a great moment for the city of Pittsburgh, the Steelers, the Naval Academy, and the Heidenreich family on Saturday night.
26 NFL draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Eli Heidenreich, running back, Navy!
And Eli Heidenreich is here. You see the emotion hitting him. He is Navy's all-time receiver, all-time leading receiver. He was a zero-star recruit coming out of high school.
Here's the story. 3 months ago, Eli Heidenreich was in the stands cheering when Tyler Loop missed that field goal. Now he's a Pittsburgh Steeler. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens picked up perhaps the steal of the NFL draft. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is political season, and that means we've got a primary coming up June the 23rd. It'll be here before you know it, in less than 2 months. And things getting interesting at the state level, but also at the county level. And let's focus on Harford County, where Pat Vincenti, he's the Harford County president, is now challenging Bob Cassley for the Harford County executive position. Pat, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sean. How are you? Thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure, sir. So why have you decided to enter the race?
I think first and foremost, I think it's time to end all the division in our county. And I believe that our county is ripe for someone with common sense leadership, someone that has fantastic communication skills, can collaborate with others, fully transparent. And I say all the time, our county desperately needs a uniter, a common sense leader.
Yeah, well, I know that there's been some feuds going on between the county executive and the county sheriff, and of course, there's always going to be, I guess, with the teachers and the education budget. But what do you think is the problem? Is it personal? Is it political? What is the problem where we have this division in Harford County?
I think it's a little bit of everything, to be honest with you, but I think it needs to stop. I think that we need to look beyond any type of personal issues, any type of political issues, and do the work of the people. Do what's right for our county and our citizens.
All right, so what do you think of the issues? What is the, I guess, biggest priority right now going into to this primary? Is it public safety? Is it education? Is it budget? Is it, what is it?
So, I mean, right now, our focus currently, as I'm sitting here today, we're getting ready to start our third work session for our annual budget. Our budget this year is $1.5 billion. Today, as a matter of fact, we are sitting down with our education partners, as well as planning and zoning, our state's attorney, and our judicial system, Humane Society. Every entity that gets funding from the county budget comes before the council and does a presentation to give us an idea on where they spend their money. The charter mandates the county council has oversight and the final approval authority over the annual budget, so it's important that they come before us so we fully understand. And yes, education and public safety are the two strongest pillars in our budget. We spend approximately $421 million in this current budget, proposed budget, I should say, on education and $222 million on public safety. And public safety obviously is the root of any type of success in any community. You have to have great public safety. You have to have outstanding fire and EMS folks, and you have to have outstanding deputies of sheriff's office in order to achieve that.
How are you dealing with the cost sharing that the governor's budget has left counties, you know, for teachers' pensions and things of that nature? How are you going to deal with that?
So we've set money aside to cover all these things, all these unfunded mandates that continue to come down from the state. We are looking at blueprint expenses. We're looking at the pension plan for the teachers, as you said. The county executive has created a new funding avenue for something called Revenue Volatility Fund, where he stuck approximately $20 million in just to kind of have a placeholder for anything that should come down, no different than we just had with the SDAT and also the Maryland Department of Education with some unexpected expenditures totaling about $1 million.
More with Pat Vincenti. He's Harford County Council President, running for County Executive in just a moment. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Bay Bridge. Have not yet seen it. Several of the cameras are out on the main span, but I can tell you this. The left-hand lane is blocked as you're getting to the top of the main span. Only the right lane is open, so the backup is going to start about halfway across the bridge, and already it's back through Oceanic Drive and working its way back eventually towards Whitehall Road. Single lane right now headed east on the Bay Bridge. No impact at all for the traffic westbound. There was a report of a new wreck, apparently minor, on the BW Parkway northbound at Route 32. It was just adding to the heavy traffic there. Eastbound I-70 as of 10 minutes ago, that delay was still there. We had the wreck more than an hour ago, eastbound on I-70 at Route 32 in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast sunshine today. Highs in the upper 60s. It's sunny and 49 in Forest Hill, 50 in Pasadena. On our newsmaker hotline is Harford County Council President Pat Vincenti. He is running for Harford County Executive in this upcoming primary. And we look at what the Maryland legislature did, Pat, and that was they banned first formal agreements with 287G, and then at the end they really want to ban all communication that Harford County law enforcement would have with 287G. What are your thoughts on that? Would you comply, or would you urge your county sheriffs and other law enforcement to do whatever they need to do to keep the streets safe?
So as you said, the state of Maryland has passed so many criminal-friendly pieces of legislation, but the worst this year was the bill preventing local law enforcement and corrections agencies from communicating with our federal partners. And as many know, I've been a strong proponent of Harford County's 287G program and stood side by side with our sheriffs and sheriffs from all across the state in support of this program. The sheriff and law enforcement cannot be the only ones involved in keeping our communities safe and keeping illegal immigrants out. So when elected as county executive, one of the first items on my agenda will be to send a strong message to the criminal immigrants, illegal immigrants, that they're not welcome in Harford County. And as county executive, I'll make sure that all of our public safety partners are supported and heard.
What about the proposed data center at Mountain Branch? What are your thoughts on where's that going to go?
So we're very clear on that as well. I mean, Harford County is not open for data centers. We have no zoning code permitting that. There's no materially similar use in our county. The Mountain Branch is zoned agriculture with a variance for a golf facility. You know, recently we had a presentation in by Tom Sadowski and Kelly Schultz talking about data centers. And one of the things that they suggested is that if a data center were to come anywhere, that it should be on brown ground, not fertile soil. And our citizens have no desire. They've expressed it loud and clear. And my council colleagues are looking at a moratorium on data centers. Started out as a 90-day moratorium. It looks like it's going to be amended to 180 days. And I just don't see anything happening with that at all.
The current county executive is doing battle with obviously some of the teachers and school administrators over the education budget. I mean, teachers always and administrators want more, yet there has to be some level of fiscal responsibility. Where does this go in your vision? Are you going to be able to accommodate their requests, their wishes, or is there some tough love need to happen here?
Sean, anybody that knows me has heard me say many times that our greatest asset and resources are children. And we need to make sure that they are fully prepared for their future. They represent our future. So, I think that we need to do everything we can to fully prepare them, make sure that they have all the resources in the classroom, that the money gets to them in the classroom to make sure that they're fully prepared. And, Mr. Cassley has had arguments with everybody in our county, every component in our county, every division in our county, every organization has had some sort of pushback with our county executive, unfortunately. And as I said before, the minute I'm elected, I am going to work to stop all this division. We absolutely have had the worst 3.5 years that I can remember in this county, and I'm a lifelong resident in this county. Yes, I've only been in politics for 12 years, but I've lived here all my life. I've had an opportunity to know many of our elected officials over the years, and I've never seen anything like this now, from the business community, the nonprofit community, even our county workers. So the first thing on my agenda will be to stop this division.
And Pat, I'm sorry, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say that we've got about a minute left here, and I just wanted to know that Harford County continues to grow at a pretty steady clip. So how do you propose to manage that growth and meet the needs of a growing population in Harford County?
So, I mean, I think the growth of the county is not as large as different ones. I think it is. Our permits are about as low as they've ever been. Our past rezoning had the least amount of applicants that we've had in quite some time. We've done a great job with our ag preservation program. I'm very proud of my record to approve over 11,000 acres preserved in our county over the past 11 years. Looking forward to the next round coming through. And by doing that, I know that my vote has saved over 100 family farms for future generations to farm. So I think we're in a great place, and anybody that has been in this county as long as I have, if you can go back to an Aegis in the 70s, you'll see that people were complaining about growth then. So traffic issues then.
Final question, where do you stand on property taxes? Are they going to stay the same, or where are property taxes headed?
Listen, I have held the line on taxes the entire time that I've been here, and unnecessary fees. When the county executive proposed a 4.5% to as much as a 9% raise in water and sewer rates, we shot it down, had no interest in that. We're sitting on $250 million fund balance in water and sewer, so it's not time for that. If anything that this budget shows, it may be time for some sort of a break on our citizens. They're facing so many expenses that are out of their control, and many of our citizens are on fixed income. So I think it's time we started looking at some sort of a rebate back for them, or a tax break of some sort.
Very good. Final, again, where do people go if they want more information on your campaign, Pat?
So just go to PatrickVincenti.com to Friends for Patrick Vincenti, and just know that we desperately need a uniter and a common sense leader, and I feel like I'm that person.
Very good. Pat Vincenti, thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much.
It is our pleasure. It's 8:21. You're listening to KC and Company.
WCBM Baltimore.
Lori and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, I see that Lori and Harmony Hall is the first Purple Flag accredited assisting living in Maryland. So what is Purple Flag?
Thank you for asking. So Purple Flag means that we have an accreditation from the program because we exceeded standards in over 60 areas that they have outlined that you need to in terms of catering to those with cognitive impairment. So our program is what's called a person-centered program, which means that we're looking at all aspects of them when it comes to their care. So their care plan is going to be very person-centered, as I said earlier, meaning that we have outlined, you know, what their likes and dislikes are, you know, what makes them tick, what motivates them, what they like to eat, things like that, to make sure that we're really catering to their needs throughout their day. Purple Flag is accreditation for excellence in dementia care, and we are the first in Maryland to receive this accreditation, and we are one of 39 other assisted livings who have received it. So it is not easy, I will tell you. It took a lot of time writing the program, a lot of back and forth with making sure we were in line with all of the standards, but we did it, we rolled it out, and we have seen a huge change in how we all approach memory care as a whole in our company, not even just at Lori and Harmony Hall. So achieving this, you know, this certificate of excellence has just meant a lot to our building and to our residents, and their families have just seen such a big difference in care. It's really moved us forward.
Now, well, congratulations on that, because that's quite an achievement. So the first Purple Flag accredited assisted living in the state of Maryland is Lori and Harmony Hall and their brand new innovative Harmony Park. For more information, log on to LorianAssistedLiving.com. That's LorianAssistedLiving.com.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day 23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with Monday morning rush hour update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
Big delay on the approach to the Bay Bridge eastbound. It's a single lane on the main span. Again, we have not seen the wreck. The cameras at the very top of the bridge are out. Been out for a week or so now, but we can see the approach to the top of the bridge. We can see Sandy Point, and we can see back towards Whitehall Road. Big backup there. Still a single lane. It's been this way now for, let's see, about 25 minutes going east. Here comes a service truck and something else in the left-hand lane. So some more equipment is arriving. That's going to keep that lane closed for a while. So big backup there. And of course, you don't have much recourse at this point, but probably tail end of this backup right now. Getting upwards of about a half an hour delay on the eastbound side. The other big problem, this wreck has been here a long time this morning. Eastbound I-70 is still slow on the approach to Route 32 in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, upper 60s for the high, back into the mid-40s tonight, and right now sunny, 50 in Middle River, it's 51 in Dundalk, and from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Cracker 250 is brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. It was on this day, April 27th, 1805, after marching 500 miles from Egypt, U.S. Agent William Eaton leads a small force of U.S. Marines and Berber mercenaries against the Tripolitan port city of Derna. The Marines and the Berbers were on a mission to depose Yusuf Karamanli, the ruling Pasha of Tripoli, who had seized power from his brother Hamet, a Pasha who was sympathetic to the United States. It would be the U.S. Marines' first battle and first raising of the U.S. flag on foreign soil. The first Barbary War had begun 4 years earlier when President Jefferson ordered U.S. Navy vessels to the Mediterranean Sea in protest of continuing raids against U.S. ships by pirates from the Barbary states, which were Morocco, Algeria, Tunis, and Tripolitania. American sailors were often abducted along with captured booty and ransomed back to the United States at exorbitant prices. After 2 years of minor confrontations, sustained action began June of 1803 when a small U.S. expeditionary force attacked Tripoli Harbor in present-day Libya. April of 1805, a major American victory came during the Derna campaign, which was undertaken by U.S. land forces in North Africa, supported by the heavy guns of the USS Argus and the USS Hornet. Marines and Arab mercenaries under William Eaton captured Derna and deposed Karamanli. Lieutenant Presley O'Bannon, commanding the Marines, performed so heroically at the battle that Hamet Karamanli presented him with an elaborately designed sword that now serves as the pattern for the swords carried by Marine officers. The phrase, "to the shores of Tripoli," from the official song of the U.S. Marine Corps, also has its origins in the Derna campaign. And it happened on this day, April 27th, 1805.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it, you need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
Trying to sell your home? Want to have it sold guaranteed? It's that simple, that easy. You just pick up the phone and you dial Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515. We'll give the number here in just a second again. But Vinny and his Home Sold Guaranteed Realty do just that. They'll meet with you, discuss asking price, time frame, staging, all of the above. And once you agree on asking price and the time frame and you sign the contract, your home is sold. That simple. It's a guarantee that Vinny can make because of the 12,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home in his database right now, today. So don't wait. Call Vinny, 410-709-7515. Or you go to VinnyStio.com. And as soon as you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold. If it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny buys it from you, pays your market price in cash. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines, rather. Here's Maggie with the update.
Thanks. Good morning. One person is critically injured after a tour bus crashed on the southbound BW Parkway in the Laurel area over the weekend. The accident happened when the bus overturned shortly before 1 a.m. Sunday, just past Route 198. The bus was carrying around 40 passengers, and the seriously injured victim was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. U.S. Park Police say the crash investigation is ongoing. And the State Fire Marshal's Office says two separate fires at the Springfield Hospital Center in Sykesville were the result of arson. Both of the buildings were vacant and are owned by the Maryland Department of Health. The building located at 1121 2nd Street was extensively damaged with heavy fire throughout, eventually causing the roof to collapse. Firefighters noticed the fire at 1123 2nd Street, and when they arrived, they were able to extinguish it. Governor Moore has announced $4 million in Road to Careers grants to expand Marylanders' access to workforce training in the state's transportation and construction industry. industries. The governor says the partnership between the state's departments of labor and transportation will help train nearly 400 Marylanders for high-demand, family-sustaining careers. The governor says the program is about more than skills training alone. He says it's also about a commitment to creating clear pathways to work, wages, and wealth. The Road to Careers is a six-year, $24 million program to expand access to pre-apprenticeship and apprenticeship opportunities. And city police are investigating a Sunday afternoon shooting in southeast Baltimore. Officers were called to the 2700 block of Beryl Avenue at around 1:30 p.m. where they found a 17-year-old with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the leg. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment. Police believe the shooting happened in the 1100 block of North Lakewood Avenue. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the food your birds love. Tea, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworm, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia. Or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
Stop. Do not wait. Do not wait until it's too late. Crestlock.com specializes in transponder keys and remotes for most cars. Do not wait until you lose your last key or remote before you get a duplicate. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. That's 410-256-7800. And ask for Ashley. Or stop into our state-of-the-art showroom at 10015 Plaski Highway and get your transponder key or spare remote today at Crestlock.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The accident on the Bay Bridge is clear. Two lanes are moving again now just in the last 5 minutes or so. So we're still backed up here. It's still very slow at Whitehall Road, but it is moving, and we'll keep an eye on it. Might take about 10, 15 minutes for it to get back to normal, barring any new problems. The backup is still there on the eastbound side, but with both lanes open once again, no delays right now. Westbound, your morning backup into Annapolis is there as you're moving south from I-97 at Route 32. We're going to be checking on the Beltway. There was a new report while all this was going on the outer loop between Delaney Valley Road and York Road. We'll get a look on that, have that on the next report. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, dry and mild and actually mostly sunny to kick off a brand new week. Highs in the upper 60s today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures falling back into the cool mid-40s. Turning mostly cloudy on Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s and a chance for showers later in the day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the birds are off today, and they could use it following a disappointing series against the Red Sox that started out with so much promise on Friday night.
And Beavers goes out to the first pitch. This is tattooed to right field, and this one's gone. Wow. It's a Boston tee-off party.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. The Birds hit so many home runs in that first inning, 3 and 6 for the game, that they had to put a message up on the scoreboard apologizing to fans in attendance that they had run out of fireworks to shoot off after each home run. From there, though, all the fireworks belonged to Boston.
Momentum. Swinging a high drive out to left center that is carrying back. Back to the wall. Contreras.
Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network, second and two nights for Contreras, and that one gave Boston a 3-0 lead in the fifth. Birds would not recover. 5-3 the final yesterday. Orioles dropping 2 of 3 on the weekend. The Ravens chomping at the bit to get their 11 draftees into camp and on the field. The headlines, of course, belong to the first round draft choice, Venga Ioane, but underneath the surface, it was the third round pick, Jacoby Lane, who may end up being a steal.
You know, Jacoby was a player that I think our coaches were excited about, our scouts really liked, and we just think that he's a ball of clay with a lot of upside, who has unique catching ability and unique size. And I think that I think Lamar is going to like throwing the ball to him.
Lane dropped in the draft largely due to scouts questioning his limited production and inconsistent route running, but despite that, the Ravens had him graded in the 90th percentile for athleticism with a high upside potential and his red zone abilities. And finally, an unusual occurrence to say the least at the Madrid Open. Open in Spain. Third-seeded Coco Gauff threw up on the court Sunday, but avoided the same fate as Iga Swiatek, who did the same thing on Saturday. Swiatek withdrew from her match, citing the stomach flu that was going around. Gauff, down a set and a break, called a medical timeout and managed to turn the contest around and win it 4-6, 7-5, 6-1. Birthdays today. NBA Hall of Famer George the Iceman Gervin turned 72. And on this day in Orioles history, we take you back 58 years ago to the day, April 27th, 1968. The pride of Mount St. Joe High School, Tommy Phoebus, took the hill for the Birds and threw a no-hitter at the Red Sox. O's win at 6-0 was the final. The time now is 8:37 when we return assessing the Ravens draft.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
I think I would give the Ravens an A minus slash B plus for the draft.
Okay.
Which is great, which is good, which is really good, but
yeah.
Not great.
Yeah.
I think the center is a position that still needs to be addressed, and maybe they will in free agency. I'm just going off what we have today. Here's what I like, though. I like the first round pick, Ioane. I think he's going to be an all pro for the future. I really like the edge rusher, Zion Young, that they got in round two. He's a three down lineman, or a three down edge guy.
Did you hear his interview?
I did hear his interview. Yeah, it wasn't okay.
He's a man of few words.
Yeah, so he's not the greatest talker in the world. Let him do the talking on the field.
That's right.
But I like him because he's an edge setter. He's a run stuffer. Okay, and then he stays on the field on third down and right. rushes the passer. That's important. The two receivers they got, Jacoby Lane and Elijah Surratt, I like a lot. Surratt's a local.
I like Surratt.
St. Francis,
out of Indiana, right?
Out of Indiana, yeah. Exactly. He was the leading touchdown maker right. in the NCAA the last 2 years. They got a couple of tight ends that need some mold. But I think they'll work out. And then I really like Ryan Eckley, the punter. You know, I know you don't want to spend draft capital necessarily on a punter, but it worked yeah. out with Jordan Stout.
Is he a left footer?
Don't think so. I'm not 100% sure, yeah. to be honest with you. I know he was the leading punter in the NCAA last year.
For some reason, I thought he was a left-footed kicker. So.
I'll check it out.
All right.
And then he may or may not, you know, you never know about a seventh-rounder, but this kid, Rayshon Benny, out of Michigan, is a brawler.
Right.
And that's what the Ravens need in the middle. So,
right. Overall,
pretty good.
It all plays out on the field.
We will see.
Okay, thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 8:39, 21 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Linda is in Hartford County. Good morning, Linda.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
So I wanted to call in because, you know, hearing Mr. Vincente talk about the public transportation plan for Harper County, and it's very misleading what he's saying, in that it's not about bringing in mass transportation. It's about fixing an existing Harper Transit link. Mr. Vincente has signed on to that plan for the past 3 years, and it's about replacing that existing facility where a roof needs replacement. They need to have parking spaces for the existing buses. And, you know, we have many in our community that rely on that public transportation, mm-hmm. which stays only in Harper County. It does not go outside other than to Perryman for those that have medical appointments out there.
Right.
So it's very misleading. And, you know, I think Harper County citizens need to be aware that this is just for Harper County. I mean, it's a plan that, again, Vincente signed on to, and it's the southern Route 40 corridor of our county is one of the biggest users of this service. And a lot of our seniors and those without transportation, they need this to get around. They go from the Route 40 area up to the college. They go to the mall. So it's a very much needed plan. And, you know, and then the sheriff.
Well, what specifically with Vincente's plan are you disagreeing with?
So what he's saying is that that Cassidy wants to bring in mass transportation, which is not true. It is a plan that they have to replace the existing building that there is mold. their roof needs to be replaced where the buses pull in for maintenance. There's no room. They're actually literally backing out onto Abingdon Road. It's not adequate to maintain all their vehicles. And, you know, the employees can't park there. Their employees are parking in bus spaces. Pat's saying, you know, he doesn't approve this, but which is sad because he signed on to this transportation plan for the past 3 years at an $82 million amount, and now it's coming in at $65 million, and now he doesn't want to approve it. It's an election year, and so he's not telling the whole truthful story. And I've seen the signature on his documents, and so he fully supports it.
All right,
I don't appreciate the dishonesty on that at all.
All right, Linda, thanks so much for your weighing in. Appreciate you drawing that to our attention. We'll take a look at that as well. It's 8:42. Governor Moore on Real Time with Bill Maher. Right after he signed the ban on Maryland State employees dealing in these wild prediction markets.
If you look at the most recent polls that we have seen, we're at around 57% approval rating, one of the higher numbers for any governor.
48.
If you look at the prediction markets on the probability that I'll win re-election, it's coming in around 97%.
Arrogance.
Right? So, what was keeping me or my family from saying, you know what, we have an idea. Let's put a $250,000 bet that I won't win re-election. And then I just basically tank it in. I stop going to work. I go to my debate and I start stripping naked.
That might backfire. I don't know.
And then I quit. And
please.
Then someone else wins. And now I would walk away with about $4 million.
So you made this executive move. Was there any pushback in the state from anybody?
I don't care.
It's an oddly specific example. Like, he's really thought about that.
Well, I'm just thinking about it. What's to say you haven't already made that bet before you banned it? We don't know for a fact. And he was never asked that question. Well, did you place a bet? Then the poly market prediction.
What about other questions?
Yeah, exactly.
Will he run for president?
Will he strip naked during a debate? Only Chuck might do that. 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, clothed and otherwise, Chuck Whitaker.
Let me just say this. I got $250,000 cash. You can call me in Barbados.
That's right.
I take my clothes off there when I get there.
That's right.
The wreck on the beltway is on the outer loop. It's before Delaney Valley Road, and it looks like, from what we can see, the camera shot has to look around the overhead signs on the beltway. It looks like only the right lane is getting by, so the backup already from that is back to Paring Parkway, working its way back towards Hartford Road. The inner loop now is starting to look at it, so if you're coming eastbound on the beltway, York Road, over towards Delaney Valley Road, you have that. Oh, now here's something else. On the inner loop right after York Road, there looks like there's a wreck now in the left-hand lane. So they were just starting to back up there, and now it looks like two of these cars ran together. So State Police, if you're listening, this is brand new. Just happened, inner loop, left-hand lane after York Road. The other wreck is on the outer loop before Delaney Valley Road, eastbound I-70. You're still backed up. 2 hours this wreck has been out there, eastbound I-70 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a sunny day today. Upper 60s. A little warmer has been the last couple days. Overnight back down in the mid 40s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid 60s. Chance for showers later in the day. Wednesday rain is likely. And right now 52 and sunny in Annapolis. And it is 53 under sunny skies in Reisterstown. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some.
Well, our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance. A single father from Charlotte, North Carolina, named Peter Mutabazi, has fostered 47 children over the past 9 years. So here's Peter and some of the children he has fostered and adopted talking about their amazing family.
It's been a joy for a kid to say dad, and you're like, wait, me? You know?
I felt like I actually had a dad who actually cared for me. And then after those 3 days, I called him dad.
I was one of those kids, you know? I came from an abusive family. I was unwanted.
I was so happy, I almost cried. They actually started calling me Luke the first day that I changed my name.
It gave me the opportunity to choose a name I actually liked. My name is Isabel Mutabazi.
It's Elijah Leandre Powell Mutabazi.
Hi, my name is Anthony Mutabazi.
Luke Mutabazi.
I don't want to cry right now, you know? Pride that brings, even for them to say, man, I have a piece of the world through my father.
You know, when his children are adopted, Peter allows them to change their first names as well. And that was what you were hearing, some of those. Just a wonderful, wonderful story. 47 foster children, and he's adopted at least 10 of them or so. It's just an amazing story. And our feel-good news segment of the day brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Winter's officially in the rear view, and your backyard is calling. Is your outdoor kitchen ready for the prime time? Right now, Town Appliance in Owings Mills is turning up the heat with our Spring Black Friday shopping event. We're talking massive savings across more than 70 top-tier brands. Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lynx. From now through the end of April, Mayor and Mayor are here to help you build your dream outdoor oasis without breaking the bank. Don't just grill, command the patio. Visit townappliance.com or stop by today. Town Appliance, we've got your backyard.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, Marty says Wes Moore was right about one thing. He's honest. He says, I don't care. Or IDGAF. Remember that? Yeah, he doesn't care. He's, wait, first he's got a 57. I don't know what poll he's talking about, 57%. The last poll we saw was 48%. So he's a little off on that number. And Pauley Markets, they still got Steve Hershey listed there as a gubernatorial candidate. So, and people that are looking at Pauley Markets, I think, are a bit off. Let's put it that way. So he also was asked about the death penalty, and he goes off into this while he was on Bill Maher's Real Time. And listen to what he had to say about the death penalty and how he is bringing crime under control.
When people are talking about the death penalty as an idea of a deterrence, the reality is it's not. Right. There's no data that shows that this is a deterrence for how people are going to behave or how people are going to or how people are going to act. But it does create a bigger thing about how are we thinking about this value? How are we thinking about what it is that we hope for and what it is to, that we're aspiring to? And I think about it in context of this. Right. When I first became the governor, we had an absolute violence crisis within our state. I mean, Baltimore City was averaging almost a homicide a day when I first became the governor. And I said, I was very clear, that we were going to have a different type of approach, that we made historic investments in local law enforcement. We made historic investments, and we made Maryland one of the only states that actually helps to fund the U.S. attorney out of balance sheet. So if a person commits a violent crime, particularly with a firearm, I'm going to have them handcuffed in 24 hours, and we're going to make sure that crime, especially if it is a firearm crime, we're going to help to make sure that goes federal. And if you look at the results, we've now seen how the violent crime rate in Maryland is down nearly 50%. It's the fastest drop in the entire country. The last time.
Yeah, he was on some panel with Chris Cuomo, who was in. Again, he was bootlicking big time with Wes Moore. So but I guess he missed the fact that we reported earlier this morning that Baltimore now listed one of the seven or eight cities with the worst gang violence in the country. That's right. We're still up there with some of the big gangbanger towns like Memphis and Chicago and L.A. and New York and Philadelphia, et cetera. So, and then, of course, we have an explosion of juvenile thuggery thanks to the Democrats in the state that are pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien, and pro-juvenile thug. So, you know, he comes with his own facts. He doesn't really traffic in the truth. He's got his own little book of embellishment that he carries with him at all times. And tell you about our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements. Glyco Plus is one of those supplements that's really good for you if you're reaching for those NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. You know, for aches and pains and inflammation or what have you, stiff joints, then I think Glyco Plus would be a great supplement for you to consider because it comes from the green-lipped muscle, and it's got U2 collagen in it as well, which helps with lubricating your joints. So whether it's your knees or ankles, hips, shoulders, what elbows, whatever a joint is aching you, Glyco Plus is going to help. It's helped me over the years. I got a bad left knee based on a college football injury, and I never got it fully repaired because at that time it was career ending, and I just built the muscles around the knee. And now I used to get up and it would bother me. I had pain and stiffness, especially in the winter or when it's really raw or wet out. No longer after using Glyco Plus for all these years. I wake up pain-free, no aches in the joints, no stiffness whatsoever. So buy one, get one free today of Glyco Plus. Call and use the coupon code RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or order online at res-q.com.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Today to schedule a free consultation.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
It's 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the two vehicles that were involved on the inner loop just after York Road, apparently they exchanged information, got in and took off. So they cleared from the left-hand lane. That backup goes back to I-83, 83 south to the inner loop will be slow as well. That's starting to clear. The other wreck is on the outer loop before Delaney Valley Road. Last check, only the right lane was getting by. Tail end of that backup is all the way back again, going back towards Harford Road. So big delays now as you're trying to get into Towson from both sides. And now the backup here is at Harford Road. This may go back eventually if it's not there yet. Not quite back towards Putty Hill and back towards Bel Air Road. Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, Northern Parkway. Save yourself some time. Get off the Beltway right now if you're going from the Parkville side and trying to get into Towson. That's a big wreck, and more equipment is arriving there on the outer loop after Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast sunshine today, upper 60s. Right now, sunny 53 in Glen Burnie, 52 in Stevensville. Kim Klasick live coming up at 9. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good. How was your weekend?
It was eventful.
Yes, you know? It was.
I was at the press club down the street when all the mayhem took place, and I'll definitely get into that. But I think some people were confused, thinking that I was at the actual
The White House Correspondents'
right.
Dinner, which
yeah,
was separate.
I even got calls from producers at Fox 45. They're like, can you go on now? Can you go live? And I'm like, look, I don't want there to be any kind of discrepancy here. I am not at the actual Hilton.
Right.
I am a mile away at a different dinner. So we will talk about that. Of course, I had lots of friends there. Real quick, as Chuck was just mentioning that accident on 695, I was right behind that. Okay,
oh, no.
So I didn't get stopped by first responders because I was right behind it. But I will say, I posted a little video on my Instagram story, and I don't know what you do in this situation, Sean, but the woman jumps out of her car. It's like a four-car pile up. I understand it was really bad.
Right.
But her kids, I guess, were in the back seat. So her son, I guess, after seeing her jump out of the car, she's worried.
He jumps
out of the car. Luckily, there was a white truck coming along and saw him and hit the brakes. It did not hit her son. And so she's on the other side and, of course, freaking out. And I'm not judging her because
right.
I don't know what you do in that situation.
Right.
But, you know, the son, she couldn't even see him get out of the car.
Right.
And it would have been an even worse situation. I'm just like, I was so shooken up by that because I was like, oh, my gosh, because you get out of the car, I think you got to take your kids with you. Stay in the car when there's a pileup like that.
I guess you don't know, but especially you want to stay in the car when your children are in the car.
Because of course
that could have been tragic. It really could have been.
Sean, it was bad. But anyways, I wanted to mention that. And then, of course, we'll get this first hour talking about what happened at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And then also more crime and violence in Towson.
Yeah, another carjacking.
Another carjacking. And
Team takeovers, you name it. It's not going to change unless you change the leadership at the top.
No, yes. And I've got some audio, Sean. The mayor in D.C., Meryl Bowser, she is actually handling the juveniles much differently.
Right.
And she is also a Democrat. So I just want people to, you know.
And she also has the National Guard in town.
Yeah, but I want people to take a listen to what she says about this issue versus what we're not hearing from County Executive Kathy Clausen.
Real quick, should President Trump, he says they're going to do this again in 30 days, should he do it? Should he go to the White House call? Why? What's the priority there that you go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
I don't know any woman that has another dress, Sean. Those gowns are expensive as it is. What do you want?
They've already
to
been
do?
Seen in that dress.
Yes,
that's right. Okay.
Walked the red carpet. How dare you, President Trump? No, I understand he wants to do it because apparently he had a great script and lots of roasts for the media, and I get that part of it. But it's not that important to do it again,
no.
In my view.
Especially at a hotel, if they could get a secure facility. Where you don't have guests.
I
checked in the day before.
Yeah.
Never checked his luggage. He never did anything.
Took the trade.
And you knew the president was going to be there the next day.
Wow. Yeah. And the vice president, the whole administration was there.
Exactly.
Kanye West, Nicki Minaj. There was a ton of people there.
Wow.
Sean.
All right. And when did they enter journalism? I'm just curious.
I don't know. Maybe they took my seat. No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks, Kim. We'll be tuned in. 2 days before yet another gunman tried to assassinate President Trump, psycho Trump hater Jimmy Kimmel. Taunting the First Lady, Melania Trump, over the multiple assassination attempts on her husband in a monologue during a mock White House Correspondents' Dinner speech, and then personally attacked members of the Trump family, including Melania.
Our First Lady, Melania, is here. Look at Melania. So beautiful. Mrs. Trump, you have a glow like an expectant widow.
Not funny. The people that laughed, and not funny. Just there's nothing funny about the death of any human being. I don't care what their political persuasion is. That is not funny. He is not funny. He is an incorrigible piece of human excrement, sad to say. I think he's probably lower than whale dung, which sits at the bottom of the ocean. This guy has, and he has a special needs child, as I understand it. You would think that somebody like that would find some solace in his own, but he is just filled with vitriol and venom, and he is so Trump deranged that you make a comment like that. And again, that is something that, it's up to ABC. That tells you everything you need to know about. And that's the other thing we talked about earlier about how somebody like this, gunman gets radicalized, first K-12 education, you know, then, Democrat elected officials constantly comparing Trump to Hitler and the Antichrist and the tyrants and dictators. And then you have, of course, the late night comedians like Colbert and Kimmel. Actors and actresses going off half teed off all the time that are Trump deranged. It's all part of the same cycle, and they're all pretty much exclusively Democrats. And what has happened to this once great party, it is very sad to see, but it's got to change. I don't know how it's going to change or if it'll change. But without that, who knows? All right, I'm off on vacation. Delegate Nino Mangione is going to be sitting in over the next week or so. And so we invite you to tune in to Nino right here on WCBM on Casey and Company. Until next time we meet, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.